Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy and sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll feel. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Esco and Get It. Episode number 25 of Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, and March Madness is here. We are going to be revealing a bracket full of ideas. One will end up getting on the wheel. The rest will be banned for a year on today's episode of the podcast. Of course, we'll get into all of it with my co-host of this podcast. For those of you guys who may not know him, his name is Akiva Winner. We have been friends for 5 years now. It all started way back when once upon a time he said, hey, do you want to do a rewatch of Seinfeld? And I was like, boy, that's a lot of episodes. I don't know if I want to do all that. What if we just did like maybe the 25 best Seinfeld episodes? And we kicked around ideas back and forth for a while. And then we said, well, maybe let's just do the first season as like a pilot and let's see how that goes. But then we said, let's keep going. And we did all of Seinfeld. We rewatched all of that. Then we rewatched the last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. And then we didn't know what to do next. So we came up with an idea for a show where people send us in ideas and we put them on the wheel and spin it every week. And that's how we got here. Please welcome the great Akiva Winokur.
I have a couple thoughts about my intro. One, I think it's getting a little long. I think you would leave out the fact that we talked about Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's not that important, right? Like, it came and went with, like, people liked it, but I don't think it's anybody's favorite thing we've done. Number two, like, that you're getting better at explaining the podcast in, like, two or three sentences, because it is very hard. And to explain today's episode to people is very, you know, is downright impossible. And also, you started with Esco and Esqueda, and I wanted to, like, come back with my, millennial words that are really Gen Z words that we realized afterwards. I don't remember any of them. I already, other than ops, I know all the, there were a lot of ops to last week's episode. A lot of people who had no smoke with us. A lot of people liked it, but there were definitely some ops.
Okay.
To last week's episode.
I feel like that most of the people that were ops about last week's episode were people that had said, hey, I'm a millennial and I never heard of any of this, so not right.
Yeah, but they're just sort of doxing themselves as not being cool. Like, of course you haven't heard of that. It's just because you're like, you're a nerd. Phil is cool. That's why he knew those words.
Is that what it is?
I think so. Also, okay. It's there's different stages of millennials. I think he was a little, you know, younger than maybe the average millennial out there.
I thought it went great. Anytime if we could put this back on the wheel, some people come on and teach us stuff that we don't know. I think that's a tried and true format of RENAP. So happy to be back here for this week as we kick off March Madness. Akiva, you wanted a bracket so badly on the month of March in the schedule, and we thought it was going to be the TV theme song bracket, but instead the idea bracket got on the wheel last week and came up in its first spin. Very controversial.
Yeah, a lot of drama whenever something gets added to the wheel. We spin the wheel and then it immediately gets picked. Because I had to email our guests and say, like, number one, we put your idea on the wheel. Number two,
when are you
came
available?
Up right away. So, like, and even number one, it's like most people's ideas don't even get read. So the odds of you getting an idea in a week is very slim. But also now I think it's zero. Because I think our ombudsperson Aisha said not allowed anymore. You need a gestation period of 1 week.
Yes.
And people can sort of fight that ruling. I think she's a fair but firm ruler. So Aisha, our ombudsman, we could get to it at the end of the podcast, but she said never again. This cannot happen.
Okay.
Podcasts need a week to sort of be out there and gestate before we could put it on the wheel.
And I'm very happy that we're doing this, but I think that that's probably a good point, because maybe there's something that we didn't think about where it's like, oh, hold on, hold everything. There's a reason why you shouldn't do this idea. And then if it's already on the wheel, then so that's a good fail safe, but not necessarily
a twist that maybe we had that nobody had thought of to make it a little better. They punch it up a little bit.
Right. OK, so we'll get back to some of the thoughts as we hear from an email of ideas from our ombudsperson later on in this podcast. But let's get to our main course today, Akiva, that we are going to be getting a bracket full of ideas, and you love brackets so much, so this is going to be right in your wheelhouse. And so this was pitched to us by two of our listeners, Jessica Sterling and the great DJ LaBelle Klein, who are here with us on the line. Welcome to RENAP.
Hello, hello, hello. I am excited to be here. No cap.
Okay. Jessica, how are you?
I'm excellent. I'm feeling really good that I have now gotten back at Akiva for not only choosing Phil for my idea, but then also sneaking in this idea under the guise of a bracket.
All right, Akiva, are you nervous at all about what could end up on the wheel?
Not really, because number one, we have a veto each, which would be funny if we just immediately vetoed this idea. I'm not nervous. I'm actually more nervous that they're going to, one, we've ceded complete control of this podcast to guests for the second week in a row. Mm-hmm. And last week, like, I knew Phil had like sent us like a 20-point presentation. I knew he was extremely well prepared. But here it could be like they could just throw it like 16 awful ideas at us. And then we're just sitting here and people are going to get mad at us, not at them.
Right. We have to come up with what's the least awful.
It's possible. I mean, I will get the brunt of the heat. Although, you know what? I don't like when people at the guest, if they didn't like the episode, because we have a lot of listeners, what? Rob. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've noticed this.
You can at me. It's fine. If people have an issue with what's on the wheel.
It's not fine because people feel like they need to give us a score every week. And some weeks it's like, oh, I love that. 8.2 out of 10. And some weeks it's like, yeah, that was a 5.3. It's like my 17th favorite episode. We don't need to hear this. Like, I don't care. You don't think it's weird? No, I don't email Doughboys every week and be like, hey, Burger Boy and Spoon Man, that was a 6.7 out of 10. Try better next time. Why don't you get a better guest? And then at the guest. That's insane. Don't do that.
I like that kind of feedback, but the guest doesn't need to get that. That's why I was saying that we should do a thumbs up or thumbs down. It was anonymous. I know. Okay.
Also, people, they like nobody who ever sends them really mean complaints on Twitter, they never have more than 5 followers. That's what I've noticed. There's never like, hey, that guy's verified, and he's got giving us like some really stern critiques. It's always like someone not using the real name with 5 or less
people.
Followers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So can we get a little bit of a rundown how this is going to work, Jessica?
Yes. So DJ LaBelle Klein and I have gotten together over the past week, a couple hours for a couple days on Skype.
A couple hours a day?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So probably I would say about like 5 hours of time, like 2 days, not counting like, you know, DMs back and forth on ideas. We have a couple listeners submitted. The majority are the two of us coming up with ideas. We have a 16 seeded bracket. We seeded very carefully to try to make sure that we have everything evenly distributed. So whether or not something has a guest, whether or not it involves listener feedback, we've seeded these very, very carefully.
Okay, so they're not really seeded. It sounds like they're more placed in an order of. Like, it's not like the number one idea is what you think is going to win.
I'm going to full disclosure. I don't watch sports. I have no idea what any of this means.
All right, DJ LaBelle Klein, you answer this question.
Please answer.
Sure. Yeah. So basically, you know, Jess and I brainstormed. It was like the ultimate group project where you get together, you have no clue. But we've spent basically the last week racking our brains for the best possible ideas that you guys haven't seen before. And we narrowed it down to 16 ideas, which we think are really strong. And both of us agree, if any of the 16 were to win the bracket and get on the wheel, we would be excited about that. That said, there are ones that are more developed than others. So I think we'll see over the course of of the round. If you guys want to flesh out an idea or modify or change it, it's totally up to you.
Okay. Is the bracket divided into any sort of categories like this, like these four ideas all have this in common?
We consider that, but, you know, then at that point, you're basically saying, hey, we're going to guarantee that, you know, a game show is going to get in the final four. And we really wanted it to be a true meritocracy.
You guys have.
Okay.
True meritocracy. So we actually, if we really want to, you know, pull back the curtain a little bit, Jess and I kind of took an apples and oranges approach to really make it difficult and create a Sophie's Choice moment in each bracket. That ideas are going to be really difficult to compare because they're often going to be on very different wavelengths.
Okay.
Rob, can we set up, like, what if we are absolutely in love with two ideas and they meet, like, early on, like, in the quarterfinals?
Okay. And then,
is there some sort of mechanism where we can, like, let's say one of us cuts off a pinky and then that idea gets in as, like, as penance?
I don't know. I don't know exactly how we should do that. I have a lot of questions in terms of, like, what if there's an idea that we want to modify, or are Akiva and I able to, like, tweak an idea as if it came in on the mailbag?
Well, here, Jess and I agreed to, like, some basic rules and a basic setup here that you all know nothing about, but I'll try and set it up a bit more briefly than Akiva's intro from Rob. So here's the deal. For each head-to-head matchup, there must be one winner and one loser. You must decide. There's no shenanigans and, you know, I can't decide. We do have a tiebreaker if we need it, but we really want the two of you guys to talk it out and to try and convince each other which idea is best.
Okay.
You can modify the idea however you want. If you hear an idea and it sparks off a better idea, that's fine. You guys just have to agree on what the idea ultimately is that wins the idea bracket.
Okay.
If an idea wins, it's guaranteed a spot on the wheel. But if it loses, it's blacklisted for a year.
Boy. Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to see these ideas again until March 2020.
Do you guys own these ideas? Like, are you going to, do you get like the, you know, like the revenue from any episode where we do this idea? I don't know. How does this work? Did we sign any contract?
We get a shout out, please.
I have no idea what of any of the ideas are. I have no advanced knowledge, but I did send them one thing this week. And don't say what it is, guys, but I came up with an idea for the tiebreakers that I'll generously say, modestly say, was a 14 out of 10. So if their tiebreaker idea is not amazing, just know that I had a tiebreaker idea that would have been the talk of the town.
Okay.
Our tiebreaker idea is a 15 out of 10.
Okay.
And I would also say if we were averaging out mine and Akiva's score of the tiebreakers, it'd average out to like an 8 out of 10.
Oh, what shit? Oh, man.
Shots fired.
Listen, they just didn't want to be overshadowed by my tiebreaker idea. Which
we had already established a tiebreaker that we were absolutely in love with when you pitched yours. So
we're also going to see, Rob, I think we're going to see like your survivor skills because you're going to have to try and convince me how to like vote in a certain way. You're probably better at that than I am.
Okay. All right. We'll see how it goes. My fear going into this is that there will be a second idea that we love and that it will be blacklisted for a year. Yeah. Is there anything where we can have one other idea that is only off the wheel for 3 months?
That's entirely up to you guys, but yeah, it sounds like an interesting concept.
What do you think, Keeve?
We're in charge, Rob, not them. Also, I don't know.
Because we're only spiting ourselves by keeping good ideas off the wheel.
That's true. Yeah, we are spiting ourselves. I also don't know, like, what happens. You guys don't know what the repechage is, right? Which is in the Olympics.
Oh, I'm well aware of that, but
you know, I don't know what that is.
Repechage. So, we're Rob, the repechage is simple.
In case any of our listeners don't know what it is, why don't you just explain it?
It's just me and DJ LaBelle Klein sounds like. Know what it is. In the Olympics,
I know
it's
what
unseeded.
It is, but let's just explain it to the listeners.
Okay, let's say the two best wrestlers in the first round of the Olympics, because it's unseeded, go up against each other.
Or in
now,
the
wrestler B lost to wrestler A, but he's not eliminated because everyone who lost to wrestler A, it's still assumed could be the second or third best wrestler, so they get to be in their own mini tournament for a bronze medal. So my question is, what if the second best idea loses before the final? So can we just sort of anoint the second best idea as idea B? And that only has 3 month back.
I would say that it matters. I would say listener feedback matters in this case, right? Like if their listeners riot because you guys like picked out an idea very early on that they loved, then I think that's something that should be considered.
Okay, maybe could we do a Twitter poll, Akiva, that we'll send four, like almost like the last all-star
four lucky
spot.
Losers. Yeah, the lucky losers, the best
lucky losers. Okay, lucky losers. And send that poll to Twitter, and then that idea will only be banned for 3 months.
Okay, but now there's 15 losing ideas. So now do we have four separate polls, and the winner of those four polls make the lucky loser?
No, I think we can just maybe everybody on the call at the end of the podcast can send one idea to the
perfect to a poll. That's actually a good idea. All right.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Okay. So
anything else that we need to set up before we get into this?
The whole thing is set up. This is just the setup episode. Part two is next week when we do the break.
No mailbag today also. This is the mail.
That's right.
This is all mailbag. Ideas.
Just ideas.
We made the whole podcast out of the black box.
One other thing we wanted to be sure to mention as your willingness to go on this journey with us. Jess and I have given you a gift, which is that if whatever idea you come up with that wins the bracket, if it involves having a guest or a host or any production on the back end within reason, Jess and I have agreed to do that. So don't let wrangling someone get in the way of choosing a best idea. Our gift to you for going with us is that we'll take care of it.
All right.
We should put the Rehapsular in the bracket. Make them do the second one. That doesn't work.
No, I don't want to blacklist that idea if it doesn't get chosen.
Okay. Finally, Akiva, should whatever ends up being the winner of the idea bracket, since it had to go through such a battle to win the idea bracket.
Yes, it's eligible. It is immediately eligible. Okay,
eligible, but should it have more than one spot? Like, should it be a two spot or a three
spot? Only if it's a bracket.
Like the
want a bracket within a bracket?
An idea that wins this shouldn't have two spots on the wheel?
Fine, two spots on the wheel. Okay. I'll give in.
All right.
We're really go. So just to like
I don't mean to go over Aisha's head.
Yeah. For those scoring at home, like this is a podcast about a potential podcast we will do on this podcast. But mostly this whole podcast series is just the podcast about which podcast we will do.
People really liked it when you said last week about the tagline for this podcast should be, if you like this podcast, you'll really like this podcast.
Yeah, that's basically it. Right, because I was always thinking like, hey, people will ask me like, hey, let me check out your new show. Suggest an idea. I feel like it would be hard to suggest this idea, right? Like this is inside Renat Baseball. This is for the diehards and the stands out there.
I really don't think so. I feel like that this podcast,
you think this is an introduction episode
more so than most podcasts. I feel like that almost any episode you could jump right into this, and then
that's good.
You know this is a podcast where these guys are going to learn how to different words. This is a podcast we're talking about this day. You know that you could jump right in, and this is a podcast about where we're having a bracket for an idea for another podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want a good example of the kinds of ideas and the breadth of ideas that you can get in Renap, the next 16 you're going to hear are some example, maybe not the best example.
Okay, all right. So
are
how
you ready
do we
to
start?
Jump into it?
How do we start this?
We're going to jump right into round one with the first matchup.
Okay, let me just add one other thing. So from what I understand, you guys are going to give us these matchups one at a time. And then after we have the first round set up, that we're going to have some sort of a visual aid to look at.
That's
yes,
right.
That's correct.
Okay. And so if you send me the bracket at the proper time after we reveal, then I will post that where people can look at it, whether it should be another tab in our spreadsheet or that I will put it in the a link in the show notes where people can be able to follow along on the bracket once the seeds are revealed.
Excellent.
Okay.
Okay, Rob, Akiva, are you ready for the first matchup?
I mean, and if you really, you know, can't control yourself and you want to go to it right now, we'll go to robiswebsite.com/RANAP bracket. That's robiswebsite.com/RANAP bracket.
Okay, first round matchup. Jess, I'm going to be honest, for the first time, I'm now having that moment of saying, I don't know if any of these ideas are good enough, but
they're all excellent.
They'll be great. All right, first matchup. Rob and Akiva invent a holiday. Simple, easy one. The idea there is
keep going. Neither of you guys listen to the Seinfeld podcast. Keep going.
It's okay. That's fine. You know, some things are just going to, you know, be cannon fodder in the first round.
You haven't heard of a little thing called International Pull and Peel Twizzlers Day?
Oh, man. Well,
the international holiday.
What's the date on that, Akiva? What day of the year
is it? I believe it's like July 21st.
What if people are Red Vine fans? They're not allowed.
Well, here's what I say.
Sorry, Lauren.
Clearly that idea did not take. And I think it's time for a second go.
Oh, you should see how many tweets we got that first time we did it. It was like dozens.
Yeah. Do a Twitter search International Pull and Peel Twizzler Day.
Yeah. There's a lot of potential misspellings, which really sort of chopped the hashtag in half. But I'd say at least two or three people remembered in the second year also and tweeted at us. So, yeah. All right. So keep going with your holiday idea.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I think you know the concept then. It's you come up with a holiday that the world needs. You describe what the traditions are, what kind of food you would eat, if there's any kind of a special mascot like the Easter Bunny to support that idea. And you talk about a holiday the world needs. And that's up against Rob and Akiva are Shazam. The listeners will submit clips of them singing or humming a song. And a guest host will lead you guys through a version of Name That Tune, where you guys will bid down.
I thought we were going to be remaking the Sinbad Genie movie.
Oh,
yeah.
So that's Kazam with Shaq. Those are two different movies?
No, people get them confused. Okay. That Shazam was the Genie movie that was with Sinbad.
People want us to talk about Kazam, the Shaq movie.
Yeah, well, that's going to be in the diaper. Or should we wait until we do the, was it the All Shaquille O'Neal podcast that was with?
Yeah.
Is that the real waiting room?
Jack Attack?
Yeah. Okay.
That's in the waiting room.
Okay. So, Akiva, you have any thoughts?
Yeah, I think there's a clear winner here.
Yes.
I'm not saying I like either idea. I also don't want to like spill, you know, I don't think we should really like point to like, oh, that's for sure going to win. Keep some suspense. But I don't think we could ever tap International Pull and Peel Twizzlers. I think that's the most important thing.
The bar is set very
tapped.
High for International so high. Pull. My Twitter search shows that at least, you know, 9 or 10 tweets about International Pull and Peel Twizzlers.
The interesting thing
from
about that day, I think we got like 30 something tweets on the first one.
I believe July 6, 2017 was the original International Pull and Peel Twizzler Day.
But I will say almost every person who sent it in was Canadian to the point, which made me think that you have like 98% Canadian audience.
We do have a big Canadian following.
Every single bag had French on it. It was wild.
Speaking of Canadians, the Shazam idea was submitted by Karen from Canada.
Ah, okay.
You know, I didn't want them to get ideas. Also, I'll tell you why, Rob, because this whole show is about us getting ideas.
Get ideas.
I didn't want that. I wanted DJ LaBelle Klein and Jess to have to come up with 16 of their own ideas because we can't, you know, use the audience's brain. Like the audience needs to, you know, bring us along for as long as this show goes on.
I think it's okay.
Okay, fine.
There's only two. That's one of the two.
Okay.
Oh, that's fine.
All right. So what is the idea? So is it a game show where Akiva and I are trying to guess what song is being hummed or mouth trumpeted?
Yeah, that's the original concept is you basically play a game show version of Name That Tune.
Do we have to try to name it in as few notes as possible?
Exactly. So Rob can name it in 6 seconds. Akiva, I could do it in 5 seconds. Maybe the guest host gives you a genre or a couple of clues ahead of time to inform your bidding. We can shape up the idea if you want it to move on, or you could take another stab at the holiday. It's up to you guys.
Okay. And then what is the seeding on these ideas? Is there any seeding?
No seeding.
Okay.
It's all curated. No defined numbers here. Now, I will say, if you're thinking about, what are people expecting? Jess and I did fill out a bracket ahead of time of what we think.
Oh, I love
you're
it. Yes.
Do.
Yeah, okay, that's great. A good that's idea. Great. At the end,
we got a couple extras too. I know my boyfriend Will filled out one, and I think DJ LaBelle Klein has one from his friend as well.
That's right.
By the way, Jess and a boyfriend, in case people are like not big RHP people, this is a different Jess than the Jess from Jeopardy 2 weeks ago.
Jess from the Rehapsular.
Right, but it's the same Jess who has already promised to one day get married on this very podcast.
I did not promise that.
Whoa. You should have said that you didn't promise that before we let you. I will also say for the Renap historians out there, of which there are many, Jess is the first two-time guest on this show, I think.
Really?
I don't think anybody else has been on twice. Ooh. Besides her.
Hmm. There wasn't anybody that we called that we also talked to?
I don't think so. I think we called like Taylor Cotter. We didn't know. Nobody we called has been on a second time. I don't
Wow.
think.
Wow.
I'm feeling fancy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Akiva, do you have a strong preference here?
Yeah, I mean, I don't love either of these ideas, but first of all, Shazam has a lot of pre-production. I will say that, but they've promised to do the pre-production for us.
That's in DJ LaBelle Klein's wheelhouse.
So let's go with Shazam. I'm picking Shazam, but I'm also not married to the idea. Like one day, Jess will get married on the show.
Right. The idea of the holiday, that this came up in the Seinfeld podcast. I think that when we got to the Festivus episode from Seinfeld, I think that sounds about right in terms of the timing of where we were. So Akiva and I have talked this through already. And so I think I'd rather play the Shazam game.
All right. We have our first winner, our first loser. Moving on to the next round. Rob and Akiva are Shazam.
Okay.
We could tweak the name, right? I don't know if are Shazam really work.
You're right. And we could have Shazam in the bad movie diaper, in the crappy movie diaper bag at some point also.
By the way, it's not canonically a diaper. We did get a lot of ideas, but we'll get to that maybe next week.
All right, later on.
Okay, so our next two ideas. The first one is Renap Secrets. So listeners are going to anonymously submit their secrets. They can be maybe guilty pleasures, pet peeves, anything else they want to get off their chest. Rob and Akiva, discuss.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions about that one before I move on?
No, let's hear the other one.
No, that's very straightforward. Right. I have no questions.
So the next one, I did background research. I tried my best to make sure that Akiva has not seen Game of Thrones because the next idea is Rob spoils Game of Thrones for Akiva.
Pretty sure Akiva has seen Game of Thrones.
Hold on. Let me hear how much research you put into this.
I tried to look at your Twitter and I didn't find anything. Why do you not tweet about Game of Thrones if you've seen it?
Well, I only tweet complaining about my family.
Well, what do you like? What is Twitter for if not for Game of Thrones?
Yeah. Here's the weird thing about Game of Thrones. I've read all the books, all five books.
Even the last one, you didn't stop?
It hasn't come out yet, the last one.
But you won't read it when it does come out.
I probably will not read it. That's correct. But it's never coming out. I can guarantee it will never come out.
That's your move, right?
What kind of human are you?
Sixth and seventh books. Oh, you're talking about Harry Potter. Right. The sixth and seventh books of Game of Thrones will only come out after George R. R. Martin dies and whoever, puts together his notes, and he'll put those books out in like 6 months.
Right.
But not that we're wishing death on George R. R. Martin, although we don't appreciate that he's a Jets and a Giants fan. That's ridiculous. you did not do your research. Should we make a rule that anybody who comes on the show as a guest, Rob, has to have listened to all 180 episodes of Seinfeld,
and then
250 episodes of 32
really
fans.
Limit our guest pool to about 200 people.
You think 200 people have listened to every episode of 32 Fans? I was going to say
and 32 Fans. Okay, then now we're down to
all 250 episodes of 32 Fans.
Why am I 32 people.
Not even. I don't think.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm going to propose then the first significant audible of an idea. So instead of Rob spoils Game of Thrones for Akiva, then it's going to be Rob and Akiva spoil Game of Thrones for a listener. And bring in someone who's never seen, never read Game of Thrones, and you give it the Star Wars treatment. You explain it from beginning to as much event as we have. Maybe you factor in a couple of lies, and you take them through the journey.
Okay. Yeah, just to put a finer point that I believe that Akiva is a Game of Thrones casual, right? That you don't care about nearly as much
problem.
As Chester.
So, right, I've read all five books. I've watched every episode of the show.
Yeah.
I don't dislike it.
Doesn't like sci-fi, everybody. Don't forget that.
That's why I thought he hadn't seen it. And also, he never tweeted about it.
He doesn't like dragons.
You don't like dragons?
Did you go through my whole Twitter feed? Like, who knows what I could have tweeted about it?
Are Akiva's tweets trash?
Yes. I scrolled back through all the way until, the most recent season was airing. And I also did, a Google search with your Twitter handle, Game of Thrones. I did different characters. Nothing.
Yeah.
Had you Googled it, you would have seen we've talked about it on 32 Fans, though, because Chester insists on talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
We meticulously prepared for this podcast, but I guess this was the one loose thread that we never could have predicted.
I like the second. I like the second version better. I'm not saying that's going to win the whole tournament, but I think Robin Akiva explained something to a third person could be interesting. We just have to think of a third person that would be fun.
Yeah. Should the third person be somebody's kid?
Not for Game of Thrones.
Well, I think that would be part of the...
Let's explain incest.
They get nightmares. If it was one of our kids, please, we'd get in trouble our way. Like, they get nightmares. Like, yeah, so it starts with, like, a kid being thrown out the window because he catches some guy and his sister doing it.
Yeah, once you clean up the tears off of their face, then you go on to scene number two.
I think we could find a listener who would want their kid to talk to us on a podcast. We're a 10-year-old. Could we explain Game of Thrones to a 10-year-old?
The whole point of this podcast is it's like 2 hours a week where we don't have to like worry about our kids. Like, we don't have to talk to our kids. People are always emailing ideas like, funny oh, have Robin and Game of Thrones watch some TV show.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the first idea, Akiva. What do you think about the secrets?
Mm-hmm. I think it could get ugly. I don't want it. Some secrets, I think, should remain unknown. And also, like, you're so reliant on listener feedback. Like, when we did the top 10 list very early on, before we really got our podcast feet wet, we knew what we were doing completely with the show. We were so reliant on listeners sending good lists. And we have, I think, probably way more, like, active listeners than we did then. But still, like, they didn't send a great list that week. And, like, that was it. That, you know, we're sort of relying on... It's one thing to rely on... like people who we've picked, like Jess and DJ LaBelle Klein for the podcast, but we're relying on random strangers to send something interesting. And then, like, when we've done things in the past like this, 32 fans or whatever, like, sometimes it's like, oh, I can't read that out loud.
I do think that the idea of the secrets, I think, is the one I think that has the most juice, but I do worry that maybe we won't get anything good or people will lie and say, make up secrets. It mm-hmm. would be good if we could sort of like start getting like, hey, if you have secrets, send them in. And then we could sort of like then you could say, we have enough secrets to do the secret podcast.
But from my past experience, people aren't great at sending stuff in like that. Like, mm-hmm. you'll get one or two. You're not going to get flooded with stuff like that. Like, even when we said, like, hey, if we have a good case for the millennial judge or similar circumstances between this and the Seinfeld show, we never really got, like, just like, oh, we're stacked with people sending good ideas to the show. But we're getting very specific when we get to there. I don't know.
My issue with Game of Thrones is that I think that if it's a young person, I feel like that there are some stakes of, can we tell the story without really mm-hmm. damaging the young person?
Yeah.
Whereas if it's just like a regular person, like a, why do we care if this person grasps
Game of
Thrones?
But the problem is the young person's going to be bad on the podcast.
I guess so.
Also, it's so much. Like, you explained the three Star Wars movies in one, like, long episode. This is almost like you'd have to do a season of the show in one episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'd have to really go fast.
Really,
I mean, there's
yada,
so
yada.
Much. Right? How many hours are there?
It's a lot. I mean, that there are, to date, I believe, 67 episodes, and they're still going to get, like, six more supersized episodes to go.
Right, as opposed to Star Wars, where there's like 12 hours total. 15.
I feel like that I'm more interested in the secrets, but I feel like that it could, not make it out of the next round.
Okay, fine. So let's put the secrets through.
Okay.
Because also Game of Thrones has a real expiration date where we're not going to do this once it's over, which is very soon.
Okay.
Right? So it's like, it has a real like time clock on the wheel. But Secrets wins this matchup.
Okay.
All right, secrets moves on to the next round. Jess, we have our first victim in our prediction bracket. Yep. So
upset, baby.
Upset.
Upset. Well,
part
city.
Of, but you didn't. You part of that is that you didn't realize I hadn't seen Game of Thrones.
That's okay. Yes. But that's again. That's what we get into. You know, we learn all kinds of things. This is why Jess and I incepted this idea onto the wheel, is because mm-hmm. we just want to hear you guys talk about ideas, even if they're not good ones.
Yes. What about we explain everything we talked about on the Seinfeld podcast to people that never listened to it, Akiva?
I don't remember anything we've talked about. Like, sometimes people will... we got an email this week. I got an email, Rob, from a guy who's listening to the Seinfeld podcast who had, like, a really in-depth question about, like, a mango or something. And I had no idea. Like, I'm going to have to re-listen to the podcast to, like, go over my take versus your take.
Yes.
And
so how is this fair that you expect listeners to remember, but you can't remember what you even talked about?
I think that would be a really good game if that we could have some sort of, like, things that were talked about on the Seinfeld podcast and then have, like a game. All right, like, Akiva, round one. Like, did Rob ever talk about this story? And then, I think that would be good.
And then you play the story if it's true?
Maybe it's a Robin and Akiva spoil the Seinfeld podcast.
Yeah, for a Seinfeld podcast historian.
Well, that's a big pre-production thing. We'd really need a volunteer for someone to actually, like, you'd have to plow through like 20 episodes of the Seinfeld podcast or remember where everything was.
Yeah.
Well, Sean Falconer has like a machine that could probably do that.
All right, putting that out there. I don't know if it makes it on the wheel, but somebody could start the research on that.
All right. Well, nevertheless, Renap Secrets has moved on to the second round. We're moving on at a very quick pace here, guys. And we're on to the next matchup. This is a simple idea, not much explanation. Rob and Akiva do Sporkle quizzes. It's been brought up before. It's not necessarily a new idea. But Jess and I felt like you need to make a decision now. Either put it on the wheel or banish it for a year.
Okay.
We would curate a couple of quizzes. You guys over the course of multiple rounds, hopefully you refine what kinds of quizzes you're interested in, geography, sports, pop culture. And you do it either live on the air or you do them separately and compare your results.
Okay.
Are we doing the same quiz against each other or am I quizzing Rob and he's quizzing me?
Or are we working together?
What makes a better podcast?
It's either one, whichever you want.
Okay, I guess we could do a mix of both. You know what would be a fun one for us to do, Rob, even if it's not on the podcast this week?
What?
It doesn't have to do it. We don't have to do it together, but the Mets opening day lineups one. On Sporkle, I do that like every year, and there's always some garbage guy playing like third base from like 1992 that you forget.
You have to name every single...
We don't have to do anything. Just the point is to name as many as possible. We also, the Sporkle key for any of those fill in the names ones, guys, is you start with like Johnson, Davis, Smith, like do all the common names because they give you everybody from that name.
Okay, a little inside baseball on the Sporkle
baseball.
Quiz.
That's right.
It's surprising that I don't know more about baseball considering my boyfriend Will has maybe 10 Mets t-shirts in his closet, which I think is ridiculous.
That's a lot of Mets t-shirts.
That should be a Sporkle quiz. What are the 10 Mets t-shirts in Will's closet?
Some of them are too faded to tell.
Too faded. Okay. So,
enough idea. Sporkle quizzes.
Okay.
It is up against a little bit more ambitious of an idea.
Ooh.
Rob and Akiva write a television show pilot.
Okay. That's sort of, if you listened to this podcast before, I'm just teasing you. But there is a RANAP podcast pilot, I think, in the waiting room, isn't there?
There is. So we have a little bit of a fresh take on this. This is not writing self-referential.
Akiva's really
about
doing
yourself.
A lot of pod shaming today, right?
I'm teasing them.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm used to it. I participate in the wand off. Jess does the wand off. Come on. If we were going to be ashamed of something.
You got to explain what the wand off is. We explain things on the show also. Explain to the listeners what the wand off is.
Rob, would you like to set up the wand off for the listeners?
Sure. The wand off is a weekly Survivor parody song contest that comes in the second half of a podcast called The Wiggle Room, which is hosted by Josh Wiggler, where we talk about the characters and overall storylines that are going on in each episode of the TV show Survivor, where people go on an island and then vote each other out of the tribe every 3 days. But this season, there's an interesting wrinkle where the players are not actually voted out, but they have a decision to make whether or not they want their adventure to end or they can go to a very desolate island where at some point they will have a chance to get back into the game, but nobody knows exactly when.
Perfect. Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, point being, we have no shame. We had to come up with 16 ideas to give to you guys. So, nothing's perfect, but let me give you the take we have on the television show pilot. We're not going to ask you to pull this out of thin air. We could produce some wheels or some options that you could spin that would create a mashup of a TV show characters and situations that you might be familiar with. And much like, the MASH game, we could, give you spin a comedy and a drama, put it together. What's it like when The Simpsons and Grey's Anatomy have an episode about high school? And you guys write that episode.
Hmm. Okay. Keev, any thoughts?
It's a little complicated. It's definitely a smart, thought-out idea, but one I sort of like. The Robin and Kiva, like the TV pilot, I think is on hold until we get Frail Mary's fan fiction. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of layers. What's going on here, right? Because I think that might be connected. You know what I mean? I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on the second more complex idea, Rob?
So I like the idea of it being like an improv show where that, okay, mm-hmm. we are writing the pilot for Robin and Kiva need a TV show. And then, yeah. but we are getting like maybe like three or four listener suggestions that we're pulling out of a bag. And maybe there's some of like the Renap greatest hits, like the Denver airport. Blind dates, you know, and right. then put them together, and then we have to figure out what the 30-minute episode of the pilot of Robin and Kiva Need a TV Show is, incorporating these ideas. And I feel like that at its best, it could be like a fun improv show.
Yeah. I think there's a huge margin for failure there and limited upside.
I think it's a low floor, high ceiling. It's a big swing.
You think it's low floor, high ceiling? But you know what gets me mad also? Like, if we have a good idea, I want to like pitch it around in Hollywood.
So what would stop us from pitching this idea in Hollywood?
I guess Hollywood would stop us probably.
Yeah. Is there like a TV, ideally, and this would never happen, like if Cochran was gonna like be a guest and then was gonna help us write our pilot, like, do mm-hmm. we have anybody who that would come on this show that would be able to help us format and structure our idea?
I had suggested Mike Bloom just because of his improv background.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're talking about somebody with like who's got some real, you know, WGA credits. Not so, you know, like I'm trying to think. Well, what about Rafe? We mentioned Rafe before. He's got some, right?
Yeah. I don't know if we can get him either.
We can get him?
Yeah.
Well, only we get
remember,
Cochran for Renap.
Keep in mind, Jess and I have agreed to wrangle your expert or guest if you hone an idea and it gets on the wheel.
Does that include like bribing them if you need to get them on? Like, what lengths will you guys go to get a guest?
I think we could
on?
Probably get David Wright if it was, you know,
oh, yeah,
down
we
the
can
line.
Get David Wright. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you think the Mets David Wright or the Family Guy writer David Wright?
I think we could probably get...
they're like similarly funny.
I think we get the Survivor David Wright.
Okay.
But I don't think he listens to this
podcast.
Isn't
he stuck on an island right now? Mm-hmm. Do they yeah. come well, home on the weekend?
Might have to wait a bit. Yeah. The Sporkle Quizzes, I feel like, is very much, you know, medium floor, no ceiling.
No ceiling. People will think we're lazy. It's a little bit visual because you sort of have to see what's being punched in.
Mm-hmm.
We would have fun doing it. I don't think the listeners would have fun listening to it. Like, we would enjoy competing in the Sporkle yeah. quiz, but I just think the pilot is a better idea.
I think it would be very dependent on what the Sporkle quizzes were, where if they were like really geared to us and they were like funny things. I mean, even if people made up Sporkle.
I'll think of an idea of one that I'm sure exists. What if I was like, Rob, I challenge you to name every person who's ever died on Game of Thrones, which I'm sure is a Sporkle quiz. Would that be fun?
I think there'd be a lot of like Lannister Soldier 7.
No,
Lannister,
but I think
Soldier
it's like named
characters. Yeah, main like characters with dialogue that have died.
Yeah, probably.
You know,
I'm sure that exists as a quiz.
I just think it might be boring to listen to.
Okay, fine. I agree.
Like, I think you guys have done those on 32 Fans. I don't remember being riveted.
No, I'm sure nobody was riveted.
Okay, so I guess let's advance the TV pilot.
Okay.
TV pilot. Akiva, you agree? Moving forward, TV pilot.
Move it forward.
All right.
Okay. Next two ideas. We have Rob and Akiva celebrate their blank episodiversary. So whatever number the episode, so if you spin it and you're going to be your 30th episode, Rob and Akiva are going to have a party. They're going to discuss that number. So maybe you're going to talk about what you did at that age, what that number means to you. Maybe you're going to go on Wikipedia, look up what that number means in general. Maybe listeners will submit their own stories of what that number means to them. And it goes on and on and on.
Okay. I thought it was going to be like a highlight show. Then we don't have to show up 1 week.
Oh, that would be great. And they're cutting it for us.
Yeah.
As per our deal.
The top 37 Robin Akiva Nita podcast moments special, hosted by DJ LaBelle Klein and Jessica Sterling.
I'm up for it. If that's what you want the idea to be, you have free reign to modify ideas.
Jessica, can you believe it's been 37 episodes of Robin Akiva Need a Podcast?
The one complaint we get, Rob, is that we don't celebrate ourselves enough on this show, which is...
We've already
made plans for our 50th and 100th anniversary show. You know, we're celebrating bracket season with brackets in March. Like, We don't do enough. We're not self-referential enough on this show.
Jessica,
everything's not one big inside
Robin
joke.
Akiva often chastised former Jets coach Todd Bowles about his clock management. And there was no better example of this than late in the first half of a Robin Akiva Anita podcast, episode number 2, simulating the Jets and Patriots Madden game. Let's go back to that moment.
Oh, God, what have we wrought on this world?
So I'm in. I like this idea.
Okay.
Okay.
And this was a late addition. Just so I'll have you know, this was a late addition to the brackets. the next idea brought to you by Brett Fahrenkopf himself.
Uh-oh.
Is Rob?
Oh, it's gonna be watching a German tennis tournament.
Is Rob and Akiva try ASMR? So, for those who aren't familiar, ASMR is autonomous sensory meridian response. So it's very trendy on YouTube. Basically, you're making sounds and it's like triggering a response in some people in the population. Mm-hmm. So they're going to bring on an ASMR expert who can break down exactly what it is. And then they're going to analyze ASMR readings. And at the end, they will write and read a short ASMR to help listeners relax and sleep.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, Taylor Cotter doesn't need any help from an ASMR expert.
Yeah, she's going to fall asleep 5 minutes of that show.
I think she's been asleep for 35 minutes in this podcast.
Oh, don't be hard on us. I think she loves brackets. I think this is a very creative idea and it's fun. I hate ASMR. I have anti-ASMR where it bothers me a lot, which I assume most people who it doesn't soothe, it kind of annoys. So I think I'm the most out on this idea of any idea just because, like, I won't be present for this episode.
Literally or figuratively, you won't be present for the episode?
No, like, literally. I mean, I'll answer the call if you call me in.
But you'll be, like, doing other things.
Yeah, I'll be on Sporkle, probably.
I can't tell you how many times that we referenced this idea and DJ LaBelle Klein immediately started doing, like, ASMR in his microphone.
I could get very close.
Yeah, it sounds like a nightmare.
Oh, Lord.
Are you into ASMR, Rob? I mean, we could have a fight about this, but I'm not picking ASMR. We're going to have to go to the tiebreaker.
I'm not into it personally. Like, I don't ever watch any ASMR videos, right? Mm-hmm. So, I don't have any... I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it. I have good for you if you're into it, but the noise is not... me.
Yeah. Is it a lot of talking or are we like going to be like rubbing a balloon on our shirt?
It's anything you want it to be. You can like rub your hands near the mic.
Famously, Cardi B recently released an ASMR video. Mm-hmm. So it's you know, it's trendy. It's in there. It's not for everyone, but it's definitely something you could talk about.
Let's talk a little bit about this microphone here in my studio. It's a Heil PR40. And it has a windscreen on it. This is what it sounds like.
And this is what it sounds like with a pop filter on a Blue Yeti microphone.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, this is... I think there's like a level of episode where we risk losing everybody for all future episodes.
Okay.
Is it this one?
Just shutting
is this the episode where we lose them?
Hopefully not, but the ASMR one for sure is.
All right. If Akiva hates it, then I will say then let's just go in the other direction. What was the other idea? What are we putting through?
I don't remember either.
The episode-iversary.
Okay. But are we doing it that it's a clip show? That we don't have to show up 1 week and it's a clip show?
It's whatever you want it to be. If that's what you want to morph the idea into, it could be morphed into that.
Does Rob Akiva have a clip show? What do you think, Keeve?
I mean, has any podcast ever had a clip show after like 27 episodes before? I would guess not.
Well, I think a lot of them have, but I think they're these podcasts that, you know, they do one a week and that's it. Like if I wasn't doing all this other Survivor podcasting, we'd be on like episode 192.
That is true. That is true. If this was your only podcast, we would do a lot. And I don't.
How many days a week are you willing to do this, Akiva, when Survivor goes off the air? Are you ready to go up to 5 days a week on?
Yeah, we
can
do five a week. Let's how about four? Let's do the
daily show schedule.
Yeah, 4 days a week. We'll get the Kimmel Fridays off because you know we'll work that into our contract. We don't have to work Fridays anymore.
Okay,
we can talk about that.
Okay.
I think there's like a slight tweak to the anniversary idea, which would really put it over the top, but maybe we'll think of it as the bracket goes on.
Just the idea of the numerology is not that exciting to me.
No, we don't even have to include that, really. I don't think that was like essential to their idea. That was just a bit, right?
So I do like the idea of the best of clip show being on the wheel.
All right. Well, it sounds like you guys have agreed that the episode anniversary, which might be a best of clip show, is going to move on.
Are you guys hosting the clip show? Are we not on that episode?
We can if you want us to.
Mm-hmm.
No, we have to think of like a funny host for that one also.
But
like,
it, like a
wow.
Well, now I'm offended.
Fired.
I'm not funny.
No, I don't mean funny like you guys aren't funny. I mean like. Like, it's hilarious that this person is hosting. Like, obviously, we could get you guys to host, like, someone who has nothing to do with us.
I mean, I think a good option would be Missy, but we could talk through that, you know, if it gets on the wheel. Now, I'll say, we are halfway through the first round here, and Jess and I thought about a lot of options of what you guys could possibly do with these ideas. Mm-hmm. And different ways in which maybe the listeners might riot if an idea wins or loses. But I will say now, if a clip show ends up being the idea that you pick, I think you're going to get some phone calls.
No, you're going to get phone calls. Egg tweets. I think I think it'll be on you if the clip show wins.
Fair enough. Rob and Akiva, are you ready for the next first round matchup?
Okay, so now are we in the other conference
second
now?
Half, the other region right now?
We are. We are in the western region of the bracket, one would say.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say, you know, the first half, lots of upsets from what we expected, but that's why you do a bracket. You watch.
You didn't know
upsets.
That I am lukewarm on Game of Thrones and detest ASMR.
Oh man, we thought ASMR was a winner, but you know, maybe it'll find second life in the lucky loser runoff.
Can we come up with some other acronym for ASMR where it's Akiva something?
Akiva senses mediocre Rob.
Okay, let's workshop that. Let's keep going. Yeah.
Akiva stands something. Akiva stands Mets.
Yeah. Okay, would you be up for an ASMR episode where it stands for something else?
Yes, I would be up for that.
Okay, well, we can revisit that in the lucky loser discussion. Oh, God. All right, next matchup. We have Rob and Akiva play detective.
Okay.
Rob and Akiva, are you fans of mystery novels or mystery books? I think, Akiva, recently you've posted a photo of you reading Babysitter's Club books. Is that correct?
That is correct. Thank you for going through my entire on Twitter.
Look, what is a podcast not even on my timeline. Not to put people on blast for their childhood reading options?
It's fine.
I read them to Akiva. It's okay.
How old was I in that picture?
Nine.
I was nine. I say it was 1993. So I was not yet. Also, if people think that was my house and we grew up like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory style with everyone in one bed, that was summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
It was me and my sister in summer camp.
Nevertheless.
Yeah. So, by the way, speaking of things that are already on the Wheel Waiting Room, there's a Robin Akiva solve a mystery in the Wheel Waiting Room.
Solve a murder.
Well, there's two. Both
no,
are in
that's
there.
On the wheel. There's Robin Akiva solve a mystery in the wheel waiting room.
That's right. We originally had this as Robin Akiva solve a mystery, but if I remember correctly, what's in the wheel waiting room is you guys have to go out and find a real world mystery
mm-hmm.
that needs solving, mm-hmm. and you're going to solve
yes.
it. This is much easier and just stealing. And that's what all good podcasts are, I think. In this one, a guest would read synopses from mystery books, a la Nancy Drew, Hardy Boys, Agatha Christie, Sherlock Holmes. And then Rob and Akiva would confidently try and figure out who done it and how, assuming you haven't read the books.
Okay. Yeah, you could assume we haven't read them.
We're going to have to steer clear of Babysitter's Club on that one.
Yeah. This is similar to the CSI New York idea, which is already on the wheel, though.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. This is, you know, it's really, and of course, that's the most popular idea on the wheel.
So right now, whatever is the opposite of this, whatever is opposite of this idea is a heavy favorite going in.
Heavy favorite. But who knows? Right. The next idea could stink, Rob, or it could be another ripoff of something in the waiting room.
What's your first reaction to the title, Rob and Akiva Get Tested? It's maybe not what you think. The idea here is Rob and Akiva take some online tests that are numerical in some way.
I mean, if you're looking for something salacious there with Rob and Akiva Get Tested, then I imagine you don't know a lot about our personal sex lives.
Yeah, we'll get tested. No problem.
Well, it won't be an exciting podcast.
Would it be more or less exciting than taking a typing test or an SAT practice test?
I mean, all of these are bad. Do you know, you guys, of course, haven't listened to all 260 episodes of 32 Fans. So you don't know that my co-host on 32 Fans, Alex Chester, lost a fantasy football bet where he had to retake the SATs, which involved, because he couldn't take it on Saturday, he needed to get a note from his rabbi saying, and again, he was a 34-year-old man, a note from his rabbi saying that he was not religiously allowed to take the test on Saturday. He needed to take a special Sunday version of the test. And then he needed to get a letter signed that he's not a pedophile, because high school didn't want to let him in. And then, like,
he signs that letter.
They assume that anybody who's, like, in their 30s taking the test is only taking it so they could be like a Kaplan SAT tutor because you need a certain score.
Are there a lot of enterprising pedophiles that take the SATs?
I don't know. They just don't want them in the schools, which makes sense. I mean, Chester's walking in.
Yeah, I guess it must have happened if they're on the lookout for that.
I
don't remember his final score. Do you remember it, Rob? He got in the 1500s.
I don't remember it.
He crushed the SATs, though.
Well, okay. I'll say that is how this idea originally started, was Rob and Akiva take the SAT. But we didn't want to put you through that because we knew that involved leaving your house. So we modified
maybe you take an IQ test or
some other online tests.
How about a Sporkle test?
Sporkle?
And what do you think, Keith?
What was the first idea again?
That murders, solving a murder mystery novel.
That wins.
Wait, is somebody reading to us from the novel?
Exactly. They could read excerpts or a synopsis of the novel, just enough that you have the information if you can piece together the clues.
Are we looking at a young adult novel or is it a grown-up novel?
I think most of the mysteries that are out there probably fall in the young adult. Like, people might know the Nancy Drews and the Hardy Boys of the world.
Mm-hmm.
The Sherlock Holmeses might be too well-known at this point, so...
Akiva, I like the idea of the young adult novel. At least I feel like that it differentiates it more from the CSI New York episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, put it through.
Robin Akiva, like, solve a young adult novel, we could call it, or something.
Okay.
Get, like, the biggest young adult author to come on the podcast also.
Okay.
All right, I'm penciling in something young adult author. I think that's the... Okay. The current iteration of Robin Akiva play detective.
Yeah. There's a new Nancy Drew movie coming out this year also.
Oh, put in the crappy diaper movie.
Nancy Drew and the Hidden Staircase. That was the case that Brent was involved in, right?
The famous staircase? Because I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
A third wife down the stairs. All right.
Okay, so Robin Akiva play detective, young adult novel edition. On to the next two. The first one is Rob and Akiva unmask TV characters. So you're going to welcome on a guest. They're going to have pre-prepared altered sound clips. It's going to be like a television character, maybe a clip from their show saying something. Rob and Akiva are going to play 20 questions to try and guess who the TV character is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So can we just talk this through? So that the person who's hosting this has like a clip of Cosmo Kramer and the voice is altered, but it's...
Whoa. Okay, the character.
Okay. And the voice is altered, and we're hearing like famous, like a Kramer, or maybe not so famous Kramer dialogue. And then we are trying to figure out who it is, and then we get the opportunity to ask 20 questions.
Exactly.
Okay. Keith, what do you think of this?
Rob, can we try it for a second?
Sure.
I'm out there, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Is it Kramer?
Yes, that is Kramer. Okay. Congratulations.
See, you got me. I thought it was the teacher from the Muppet Babies.
Okay. I mean, I think this is a lot of pre-production.
Now we had the masked podcaster sort of. I don't think it's in the wheel waiting room, but it's definitely been discussed. We didn't have a really great spin on it.
What's the masked podcaster?
Is this the spin?
What was that premise?
We never pitched the masked podcaster. I think Shut Up Tim pitched it.
I think we've gotten a lot of masked everything across all
of
RHAP lately.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of masked ideas. And also the show just ended, so I feel like it's not hot in the streets right now. Mm-hmm. Masked stuff.
Well, maybe before you decide how you feel about this one, you might want to hear Jess's other idea.
Okay.
I don't like it being said as my idea.
Yeah, I think DJ LaBelle Klein threw under the bus there, I think.
So yeah. This one, which was really fun to place in the brackets, is Rob and Akiva meet in the middle. So Rob and Akiva will meet halfway between L.A. and New York City in Omaha, Nebraska. It's probably going to be hard to do. So if you land on it, you like it, you might have to spin again that week and do it a different time in the future.
So it's Rob and Akiva use a veto that week. That's the idea.
Yeah. And also...
But we have a very hard rule of nobody leaving their house.
Right.
Right? That's like the number one, you know, tenant of this podcast.
And Akiva is really getting the short end of the stick of when we meet in the middle in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Yeah. So it's not as bad for me as it is for Akiva.
All right. Yeah, what was the first idea from these two again?
The unmasked TV characters. 20 questions with TV characters.
We could probably twist the Masked Singer into something, I think. I think that should advance. Because obviously we're not doing that idea that DJ LaBelle Klein was wise to distance himself from.
Okay, could we spin it any differently? Like, could we improve that idea at all instead of taking it from...
How about this? What if we add the rehapture to it and we... send a listener from New York, like a male listener from New York and another listener from L.A., and they have to go on a date in Omaha, Nebraska.
A no-expense-paid trip to Omaha, Nebraska.
Correct. And they go on a date to, like, a Chili's in Omaha, Nebraska. And they record the whole thing, and that's our podcast that week. Do you think we could find people willing to do it?
No.
I bet we could. I bet we'd have listeners who would do it.
What do you want to bet?
Well, DJ LaBelle Klein also said he would... They would take care of anything. So they're sponsoring this, DJ LaBelle Klein and Jess.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that's
so like if it's
exactly
it is an all expense paid trip.
I did say to Jess when we were coming up with this idea, we had a lot of interesting ideas. I said, I don't feel like we're thinking big enough. We need at least one idea that really stretches the production budget.
So I made fun of this idea, but this could be the home run of the show. We send two listeners on a date in Omaha, Nebraska. Neither of them live in or near Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay, go on.
That's it. That's all I got. You got to punch that out.
People, if they're the three
it
listeners
could be a
you have
date
in
also,
Omaha,
by the way, it doesn't have
to
be
the College World Series. There's other things there.
It's got to be Chili's for dinner. I think they go to the College World Series, but they got to go out to Chili's. I think also it could be a friend date. Like we could match make friends.
I thought we said friend dates were not a thing.
What is a friend date?
Well, somebody wrote in and was like, well, I won't go on a date for the rehearsal. Like, I won't go on a date because I just started going with a girl. But, like, I'll go on a friend date with her. Like, I'm sure your girlfriend would love that. I'm going to ask Mara if I go on a friend date for this podcast. What do you think about Meet Me in the Middle? I like the name.
Nobody's going to Omaha, Nebraska for a podcast.
Please have a tiebreaker on this one.
Fine, Rob, we're
wasting time here with this. This is not happening.
I'm picking Omaha, Nebraska. I'm picking it. You can veto it if you don't like.
I am going with, I'm all in on the other idea.
Oh, so we have a tiebreaker?
Yeah. Masked TV character.
Okay.
Unmasked
All right.
TV.
What's the tiebreaker, guys? We have our first tiebreaker.
We have our first tiebreaker.
Better be good, Rob. You have no idea.
It's never going to be as good as you want it to be, Akiva. That's the definition of adulthood.
Listen, we have multiple tiebreakers. We prepared seven in case you guys were really disagreeing.
Yeah,
and
we would
very
tie
different.
A lot. I'm surprised we have not argued. We've been on the same page all day.
Okay.
And I should say, not to podcast shame Akiva, but all of these are much easier to do than trying to get a certain someone, Eric Tomlinson to be on the podcast live.
Well, hold on. I said, don't say my idea.
I said it.
Hey. Rob, don't you think that's a great idea? We're going to have Eric Tomlinson be the tiebreaker.
How?
Exactly.
He's got 1,000 followers on Instagram. I told Jess to DM him. He would have for sure said okay.
He's a free agent, right?
Yeah. He's got nothing going on. I even think he's
I'm
from
sorry
Nebraska.
To disappoint mostly Akiva, but the few other listeners who would love to hear
from
Eric
people
Tomlinson
would have been psyched
right
if Eric Tomlinson was on the show. I was going to have Eric Tomlinson, and I was going to have Missy for our second tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me how we could have got Missy. That would have been easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. We might have a few things up our sleeve for our second tiebreaker as well.
Okay,
but our first tiebreaker, this is going to be Price is Rourke rules. You're going to guess a number between 1 and 1,000. And the closest without going over gets their idea to move on.
Hmm.
So there's going to be an honor system. Both of you are going to write down an idea and I'm going to ask you write down a number and I'm going to ask you what your number is.
Okay.
And
I
can
I'll just
give
write
you
mine
prompt.
In the chat for you guys. And then Akiva could just say it.
Excellent.
Okay.
Here is your question. We asked Shut Up Tim to name a number between 1 and 1,000. Mm-hmm. Without going over, closest wins. What was that? Oh,
without
number?
Going over, can I change my number now?
You don't have to. I'm going to type in my number. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you get to say what yours is. So I have sent my number to DJ LaBelle Klein and to Jess. They have it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. So then I'll get Akiva's number and then you already have mine.
Akiva, what is your number?
100.
Akiva has guessed 100. Rob, what is your number?
I put in 501.
501. So in order to determine the winner of this bracket, the closest without going over, we asked Shut Up Tim a number between 1 and 1,000, and his response was, and I quote, 420, brah. Which means Akiva meets
nice.
Me in the
we're
middle.
We're sending listeners to Omaha, Nebraska, baby.
Okay, but we're putting through an idea that has a 0% chance of actually being a
Rob,
thing.
You probably thought the Red Hampshire would have a 0% chance, and we sent like 12 people out on dates.
We're going to get people to fly into Omaha, Nebraska to meet and record audio, and that will be a podcast. Mm-hmm. And this is going to come up on the wheel, and then are we sending the people
there
ahead of time?
We'll sort of, we'll pre-do it. Yeah, we'll send them ahead of time.
Okay. How about this? It doesn't go on the wheel until the encounter happens.
Yeah, of course not. But also, it's only the quarterfinals. It didn't win the whole tournament.
It doesn't go on the wheel until it wins the bracket.
It may grow on Rob as we go on here.
How many matchups are left, guys?
One, two, in the first round?
I think two more matchups. Yeah.
Two more matchups.
Okay, perfect.
Just to tie up the loose end on the tiebreaker, I asked him without him knowing what it was. He responded for 20 bra. I followed up and said, just so you know, this is for a tiebreaker on Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. Would you like to change your number? And he said, no, I'm sticking with it.
Good.
Excellent. Okay, let's move on to our next matchup. We got to use our tiebreaker finally. Here we go. Two ideas. You get to decide the winner. First idea, Rob and Akiva stan divas. So it is a modern phenomenon that people will pick a pop diva or an actress, maybe often of a certain age, a confident, maybe older woman sometimes, that they decide is their diva, is their woman that they're going to stan. So in this podcast, you would bring on guests or experts who would help Rob and Akiva figure out for themselves who should be their diva that they stan. Any questions about that idea?
So we have a panel, a number of experts, like so we have like a like hypothetically, like we have like a Beyonce expert, and then we have like another person who is are these all pop music icons?
Do you have to be alive? Could there be like a Whitney Houston expert?
Yeah,
absolutely. So you could
from Who's the Boss?
Yeah, I think most people would, they would have their number one that they support, whether it's your Lady Gaga or your Ariana Grande. But I think you want to try and get people who can be impartial and help you figure it out.
Really, well, I don't like a lot of guests.
Okay. Well, maybe we find one. Maybe, Jess and I will have to find the diamond in the rough, the one who stands all the divas who can help, kind of match you up with your optimal queen.
Okay. What do we do after we have our diva?
You check in on her. You follow her life religiously. Every once in a while on the podcast, you might check in and say, what is Bette Midler doing right now? What's new and share new?
She's almost definitely tweeting. She's always tweeting.
More than J.K. Rowling?
J.K. Rowling.
Bette Midler is extremely online. The most online.
If you don't want to guess.
It's like 100 Trump tweets a day. Like, how rich are you, lady?
Yeah. Sometimes she comes after Geraldo.
You want to know Bette Midler's latest tweet?
Sure.
It's Department of Justice my ass. That's the whole tweet.
Well, we could turn it into a rank show. You guys each bring in your own divas that you're considering.
Mm-hmm. She also had a tweet recently that was Gap and Old Navy are going their separate ways. This is going to make for some awkward moments when they meet in the mall with their new partners. Definitely take up stand-up comedy.
Maybe you just go on all these divas' Twitters and figure out which one you want to stand yourselves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Akiva, what do you think about all the divas in a Royal Rumble?
Well, we can't have multiple Royal Rumbles. I think you don't know how... Brent has worked so hard
teasing the Royal Rumble, but is there something that we could have some sort of a diva tournament where we need
we could have a diva bracket. We could have a diva bracket. Nobody wants us to make those distinctions. That's the problem.
Right. Like if we had some sort of a game where people might be a little bracketed out after today, but the...
Well, what about when the wheel spins for next week's bracket?
We'll talk about that. But if there was some like a Royal Rumble, people could say, oh, what about a Brand Steel, all divas? Oh, that's, a long podcast. But if there was something where we could, be deciding who we are going to stan, I am somewhat interested in that. I think that could be fun.
So what about a stan tournament?
Okay.
You don't like the bracket. You like, I mean...
Yeah, is there something a new idea that we can come up with, like a Brant Steele, like a Royal Rumble, like a bracket? What else could we do to put these people into like a tournament style game where one person will emerge the winner?
Yeah, how about what if we just put like standing for now in this tournament, and maybe we'll come up with the idea now, or once it's on the wheel, we'll tweak it a little bit. But I think there's something there with the stands.
Okay. All right.
So let's hear the other idea in that matchup, and it is listeners lie on the podcast that Robin and Akiva basically play two truths and a lie with the listeners.
Okay.
They send in an audio clip of them giving three facts, and then there's a follow-up clip of them revealing which one is the lie. You can get some background information if you want it. You could even try and do it live on the podcast if you want.
What do you think, Keith?
Yeah, I like this idea. Definitely low downside. My issue is, will it get boring after two truths and a lie? Like four truths and two lies, technically.
We recently did something like this with Tyson, that he tweeted out that he was trying to do some promotional work for Poker Stars, where he was getting taught how to like a read bluffs by Chris Moneymaker. And I helped him out with making that video. And people made up videos that were similar to that. So I think it's definitely doable. I feel like that with these two truths and a lie, though. I feel like that the idea is sometimes more fun than the actual
It's a good idea. I just don't know a half hour in like how we're it's not a game. I don't know how we're going to keep people's interest for more than 20 minutes.
So I feel like that the it would be fun to have a diva that we're standing and then have that as like a recurring thing that we talk about, Akiva.
Yeah, no, that would be fun. I want to have a diva. I'm picking diva.
Okay, let's go with the divas.
No, not diva. I don't think. Oh. I think it's a stan. I think it's. Okay. I think it's all stands.
There
could be like a diva. There could be like a diva region of a bracket, but we're just looking for something to stand.
Are we standing like inanimate objects, like Apple products?
I mean, what if it's sort of like their original idea, Jess and DJ LaBelle Klein's original idea, which is like 10 people, but they're pre-productioning in this, like mm-hmm. 8 people or 10 people call in and they give a 1-minute pitch and then we sort of grade them. And then at the end, we pick. So there's no tournament. We're just getting pitched on. It's almost like the Hot Takeoff where maybe we're like, all right, I give this,
okay,
you know, be standing Beyonce a 6.5 and right. You give it a 4. And that,
so
what do you think about that?
Basically, the idea is stand tank. People are coming in. They're pitching us.
I think we could tweak that name. I don't know if Stan Tank means anything to anybody.
What do you think of the name, guys?
Robin Akiva need to stand somebody.
I mean, if you're going to lose the divas, I think you're going to lose some listeners. But that's okay.
We're going to lose listeners over not having divas?
I think it better is Robin Akiva need a Stan. Or need a...
No,
need
well,
a
we do need stands, but that would imply people to stand this podcast.
Robin Akiva
like
cum
stands or something.
Robin Akiva stand something.
Yeah. All right. Well, the name isn't crucial right now.
Okay.
But I think the point is this is going to the quarterfinals, right?
Yeah. Put it through. Two truths and a lie. It's basic. No. We don't.
Basic.
On to the next idea.
All right. Next two ideas. First one. Robin Akiva cancel things. Listeners submit aspects of society or trends or people products that should be hashtag canceled and propose canceling it. And Rob and Akiva decide if it's going to be canceled or not.
Okay.
What do you think about cancel culture in general, Rob? We both are famously very nervous about being canceled.
I think it's a slippery slope because I think that once everything is canceled, what is there?
Yeah, that's true. And also, like, if we cancel something, they could be like, oh, you're canceling us. No. We're canceling you.
Right.
And then they like find something that we said in like 2011. And then
yeah, well, we only started podcasting in 2014, but that is a very real possibility.
Oh, I said something you said in 2011. No, I'm clean.
Like somebody comes in with a clip from where in 2014, Akiva's like, you know who's great? Louis C.K. I stand behind that guy. No matter what he ever does, I'm in his corner. Like, oh, canceled.
My best take ever was
Kevin Spacey.
We did a podcast. That wasn't my actual best take. My worst take was we did a podcast where you, myself, and two other people did a draft, a Survivor draft in June, but the podcast did not air till February.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sort of joking about what was going on then. And Sarah Shannon, who was on the podcast, who's British, mentioned Brexit. Only like nobody knew what that was yet. And I was like, all right, stop. And I literally said, like, nobody cares about Brexit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not like, it's nothing. Nobody's going to even know what that is next week. And then it happened. I think, which it may have been cut out of the actual podcast. It was a bad take by me. There may have been other bad takes on that podcast.
Akiva, are you expecting us to know things that were cut out of the podcast as well? Or just the things that made the air?
Now, I realized as I said it that it got cut out, that some of the stuff that was said got cut out. You know, there may have been presidential predictions that were wrong. Anyway, I don't know. What were we talking about? Now I'm off track. What were we talking about?
It was Robin Akiva cancel things. Would you like to hear the second idea?
Okay.
Yes. What's its opponent?
The opponent is Robin Akiva play Name That Sound. So Robin Akiva are bringing sound clips they either recorded, maybe they found in nature, and the other has to guess what that sound is.
Wow, that one went over real well.
Yeah,
That is the sound of an idea falling flat on a podcast.
I would rather do ASMR, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We knew it was going to have trouble because it involved pre-production on your part.
It's not just pre-production on our part. It's like, I just... If you were listening to this podcast and you saw that was the episode that week, I feel like you'd be like, all right, let's see what Marc Maron's up to.
Okay, here, let me give it, Jess and I agreed we weren't going to try and advocate for ideas, but we wanted to make sure each of them had some life to it. So let me just pitch, you know, it would be fun for the listeners to play along. It's an audio thing where you hear a sound, you're trying to place it. You know, it could be things from inside your house, maybe something you found online.
But does the listener care what Akiva's washing machine sounds like?
Yeah, what are the stakes? Unless we're playing for like thousands of dollars.
Maybe that's what this idea needs, is a big bet.
It's a bet. Like, I think it's a good question, not just for you guys, like in general. Like, what are the stakes for these types of shows where we're competing against each other? Do people care who wins? Like, when Rob and I did the, when we determined that when Rob and I played Jeopardy against each other, like the stakes were who's smarter. Now everyone knows Rob's smarter than me. Like, those are stakes.
Okay, this is probably the point where I should disclose the fact that my real self, not under the DJ LaBelle Klein moniker, was on Jeopardy and did lose. So you don't exactly feel very smart when you lose on Jeopardy, but it doesn't necessarily mean, no, I'm not going to cry, I promise.
Okay.
We have a lot of listeners who are on Jeopardy, Rob.
Yeah, apparently that.
Are they all smarter than us?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know what the Venn diagram is of listeners and then listeners that have been on Jeopardy, but it probably
seems like all of them.
Yeah.
Do we go on Jeopardy, you think? Like, we'll be a tag team?
I don't think we do that well. I don't think so.
We've so much strength.
Let's practice. So I will say, Akiva, is that your hot water heater?
I don't even like know what a hot water. Like, I don't know. This could be. We should have had a funny thing where like the worst bracket is banned for the worst idea is banned forever.
Yeah,
I think this is the worst 16.
Okay, so what are we putting through?
Cancel culture. We're canceling things.
That's dicey. That one's going to be a real dicey podcast because we're.
All right, but listen, you're nervous about some of these ideas like cancel Omaha. They've just in the quarterfinals. It's not like they won the championship.
Yeah.
Bro. We can knock them out right now.
Because what if we say something shouldn't be canceled and then that says, oh, you think that this shouldn't be canceled? Guess what? Now you're canceled.
Yeah, no, we could definitely end up being canceled. I think that's a very likely outcome of the cancel podcast.
Right. I think a lot of things get canceled because people are afraid to say that they shouldn't get canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we would definitely be canceled if we picked the Rob and Akiva guess what sounds
okay,
the other
I guess so. I guess so.
The whole episode, the whole series.
All right. All right. We're up to the great eight.
The great eight.
Yeah. Or the okay eight.
Wait, do you remember let's see how with diehard Rob and Akiva listeners, really, I guess Akiva and Chester, but it's been mentioned on our podcasts a few times. What if this? It's the Sweet 16 and the Great Eight. The blank 32, DJ LaBelle Klein or Jess. Or Rob, if you don't remember.
Is this a sports thing?
Yeah.
No, it's a podcast thing, but it's really more 32 fans than Seinfeld. It was definitely mentioned a few times on Seinfeld.
Is the Great Eight a thing? Because I thought it was the Elite Eight.
Yeah, Rob's not a college basketball fan. It's the Thrifty 32, which we didn't have today. Thrifty 32. That's what Chester calls it.
It's much better than the idea I have of the Hurdy Poo 32. I was trying really hard to rhyme on the fly.
Yeah, the Thrifty 32 is a Chester special.
Okay. All right.
Well, now, at this point, Jess is going to send you guys the bracket so far that you can visualize it.
Okay.
Let me just check in. Do you feel like of the eight that are there, there's at least one idea that you'd be excited to have on the wheel?
I don't want to say no to that question, but I'm also, there's not one that I'm like, oh yes, I'm 100% fine with it.
There's no heavy favorite.
I would say that. I'd say it's an open, it's sort of, you know, we could flip coins at this point and they each have like a 12.5% chance of winning.
Okay.
I want to say, look at the bracket, I know 100% which one's going to win, but I won't say what.
Okay. Write it down. Put it in an envelope.
Okay. Okay. I'll put it in the diaper.
Okay. All right. Jessica has sent us the updated Elite Eight bracket. And so, all right, let's talk about our quarterfinal matchup.
First quarterfinal matchup is Rob and Akiva play Shazam? Our Shazam? No, Rob and Akiva play Name That Tune.
Okay.
Again, Renap Secrets.
All right. Akiva, both of these rely on listener submissions.
Correct. I think the Renap Secrets is much easier to pull off. There's no audio, you know, portion of it. And ultimately, at the end of the day, we're two guys who just want to stay by our computer and have people pitch us things and watch TV shows and talk about them.
Yeah.
I think Renap Secrets is just like, will the secrets be bad? Maybe, but then we could just tease the people who sent in bad secrets. You know?
Yeah. if it's anonymous, I guess, so we could tease
We're not like, you know, we're not shaming anybody, but we're like, oh, that's not interesting. Yeah. Like, that, all right. That's not
I feel like that the secrets does have more juice than the, like, why is a listener. I mean,
somebody could admit to, like, a murder also. It could get really crazy.
Like, let's hope then. Let's hope not. Although, I guess we could solve the murder then.
Yeah, we could solve the murder if it's put in a young adult story and then solve it.
Right. Like, why is somebody going to be inspired to hum a song and send it in to us just to see if we can guess it?
Yeah. Why is someone inspired to write parody songs about
because
Survivor?
Parody, you know, it's a, you have a funny idea.
They get to win a hat also. There needs to be stakes. That's what I've learned. We need to put stakes into really incentivize the listeners to do so.
So I say let's put the secrets into the final four.
Yeah, welcome to the final four. The secrets are cutting down the nets. They're in the final
cutting
four.
Cutting down the nets. Renap Secrets has moved on. Jess, you got the next round.
All right. So we have Robin Akiva write a TV show pilot up against the episode anniversary or clip show, I guess now.
Okay. Has anything from this episode made the episode anniversary yet, Akiva?
Is it a best of or worst of?
Best of.
I'm teasing. What if we rank? Should ranking all the episodes be part of that episode, the episode anniversary?
I mean, we're not like on listeners. It, so it really comes down to whatever the host
if, like,
and the
Kurt
producer.
Yeah, but if Clark or somebody does it and, like, Ali Lasher's hosting and she's like, all right, number 25 is... You know, music videos. Number one is Spiripop.
Yes. Do you think that we could get Officer Derek Levasseur to come in and rehash the memories with DJ LaBelle Klein and Jessica?
Rehash the memories? What? Well, he should be the one helping us solve the young adult murder.
Hopefully he listens to the podcast. We could use him for a lot of these. Oh,
I would say there's no chance he listens to this podcast.
Does
you think he listens?
Does he have any secrets?
Oh, definitely. But he probably can't tell us that.
Okay.
He was an undercover cop.
Yeah.
How is he at recording sounds or humming tune?
I don't know. They used to shut down the live feeds, I think, if he ever did. So I don't know. Maybe Frankie Grande.
What are you leaning towards here? We haven't really discussed the TV show pilot this time around. It seems like there's a lot of stuff to do with the episode anniversary. The TV pilot. I just think it's too similar to something that's already... If this wins, people will be mad because it's essentially already on the wheel. Or in the waiting room, at least.
The clip show, I could wrap my head around that. I could see what that looks like. And
you know what I've also noticed, Rob? What? It's like we need to. A lot of these episodes need to have an easy name. Like this is Robin Akiva. We have
branding,
an idea bracket,
right?
You need to be able to explain it in two or three words. And some of these, not some of the, like just some of the ones that listeners send in. They're good ideas, but it's a little bit too hard to explain. You need to be able to have like a one sentence, even like four or five word elevator pitch at most.
Yeah. Okay. And you think that TV show pilot is not self-explanatory?
No, it is. That's not really the... I'm thinking more of like the episode anniversary or the clip show is a very self-explanatory. TV show pilot's not the example here that would be complicated.
Right.
The truth is the ones they've picked are actually self-explanatory. It's more of a general idea for this podcast.
So the TV show pilot, you know, much like the Frail Mary fan fiction idea, I do feel like it would work better if somebody came in with the treatment for the TV show pilot.
I agree,
pilot.
But that's what Frail Mary's doing. I just don't think we can do this because we already have something like that. Who knows? She's been working on that for months. I mean, I'm sure she hasn't touched it, but in theory, she is like, you know, we've sort of assigned her to do that. So I don't know. I don't want to step on her toes.
Mm-hmm.
They are frail.
Right. Like almost like with the TV show pilot, like I feel like somebody should come in with like the premise for the show. And maybe we're like banging out like ideas for like the first season where it's like a little bit more of like there's some setup done. If it's a cooking show, it's like, you know, we've already like done some prep as opposed to where like, you know, going to the grocery store. We're coming home. We're chopping up the onions on the air. So... I guess, but is episode anniversary, is that exciting? Clip show?
Well, episode anniversary is a funnier name than clip show, so I think that's probably what we should call
it. Okay, so episode anniversary, but basically between us. So it's highlights from 37 episodes.
Highlights of 100, the Seinfeld clip show after 100 episodes.
Yes.
This could be highlights of 31 or something.
Can there be a montage set to a Green Day song?
Absolutely. There will be, for sure.
Could.
Although it's hard to montage audio.
Somebody hum that song.
Yeah, I for sure.
Okay. All right, so we can combine a couple of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Is episode anniversary going through, Akiva?
I think it is.
All right. Episode anniversary.
Episode anniversary.
We're going to have Renap Secrets versus episode anniversary soon.
Backdoor clip show. I feel like, Jess, this is probably, in thinking back over our bracket and having other people fill it out, I should have just handed them the bracket and said, pick the ones that you think require the least amount of work to do and advance those forward.
We did discuss that as being our... So for our prediction, we thought you would think that the write a TV show pilot was too cumbersome and you would be nervous about ad-libbing. So that was why we thought it wouldn't progress very far.
Was that me or Akiva?
Yeah.
Both of you would be...
Yeah, no, that's a good take, though.
It's a big swing.
I mean, also, it's a big swing. There's nothing on the page. Like, you're coming in with ideas. Like, with that, it's like 2 minutes in, someone could be bored, and then it's like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm. And, a clip show requires absolutely no work on your end. So, you know, it really, I can see why it's gotten the momentum.
We did the work. We made the clips.
Yeah. Yeah. We, it's like, you're the museum curator who's just putting up the art that we've painstakingly created for
right.
months.
Maybe it's the top 37 moments from Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast.
You seem to be fixing on the number 37. Should it be the 37th episode anniversary, even if it doesn't come up as the 37th?
No,
I think that's too cute.
Too cute.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Too cute. Well, okay.
If it's 31
show,
and then we're celebrating episodes that haven't happened
yet? What if it's Thrifty 32?
Yeah, that's possible.
What if it's Dirty Poo 32 or Hurdy Poo? Sorry.
Thrifty 37.
If it is a clip show, do you guys still get an appearance fee for being part of the clip show?
Oh, we have to work that out with the Podcasters Guild. The union decides that stuff.
That's not our call.
Well, nevertheless, it's moving on. Are you ready for the next round?
Mm-hmm.
We've got... Rob and Akiva play detective, which really has evolved into young adult author something something, mm-hmm. versus mm-hmm. meet me in the middle. Two mm-hmm. or more listeners meet in Omaha,
right now,
Nebraska.
I'd say the fan favorite idea. The stands at home are going wild over that idea.
Okay. Can we
please have a tiebreaker?
Yes. you're all in on meet me in the middle, right?
No, I'm not all in.
All right.
I just didn't like the idea was going up.
Okay. All right. I thought we were going to have a tie break every step of the way until the finals. Okay.
This is like the equivalent of, winning the tournament through all overtime tiebreaker, all overtime last minute
right.
shot.
If people love Meet Me in the Middle, then maybe it'll win the repechage, the lucky loser.
It could be your pick for the listener poll of only a 3 month ban. Okay.
But Robin Akiva Solve a Mystery, I think, is going to go through here.
Yeah, I think so. Young adult mystery, especially if it's like something that's very funny in terms of like that. You know, we have the CSI New York one is like a murder mystery. But if we have some sort of like a lemonade stand heist, something that, we're working on a mystery that is not nearly as dark as the solving a murder. What do you think of that?
By the way, if there are listeners who want to meet in the middle, like an East Coast and West Coast listener who want to volunteer to, hop on a cheap Southwest flight or something, and fly to Omaha, Nebraska, then hit us up, even if it doesn't win.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like the rules of the bracket say you can't make it a podcast, though.
In 12 months. No, or we'll air it. We'll sort of take care of the logistics now.
It might
we'll
take 12 months to organize it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
We're going to pay for the flight, so it's going to be a lot of stopovers on the way to Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay.
Oh my gosh!
Looking
at this, it's funny because DJ Lavelle Klein and I could meet at Omaha, Nebraska. Based on the criteria.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, are you guys up for it?
Though.
Only if it's like a lot of work. Date.
Yeah, one date.
Seems like I'd much rather Rob and Akiva go to Omaha than me and Jess go to Omaha. But if that's not an
option.
Rob
and I once did a podcast like 6 miles apart on Long Island and didn't bother to like meet in the middle to do a podcast in person. And at that point, we'd never met each other. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're meeting in Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay. I guess that ship has sailed.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So young adult mystery.
Young adult mystery is going through. How will we determine the mechanism for deciding the young adult mystery, Akiva?
I mean, if we get an author on, it could be their book.
I thought that would be less fun
of it then. Yeah, we probably have to. I'm sure we have plenty of listeners who know of YA or you know, they know somebody who's into it. So, like, they will get 20 suggestions for that.
Okay. All right.
Do you need to go all in on one? Do you need to pick a Nancy Drew? This is going to be the Nancy Drew episode. This is going to be the Hardy Boys episode.
I think we
got to
focus on one book. Yes. Yeah.
I think that a listener, though, can say what will be the funniest one for us to pick from.
Yeah. I agree. Okay. Someone will get good ideas for that. That I have no
doubt. Okay. All right.
All right.
Put it through.
All right. Last one in the quarterfinals here. We have Rob and Akiva Stan something. Name is going to be workshopped, I think. Rob and Akiva Cancel Things.
Well, it's really...
It's almost the opposite, right? It's really... Right.
Do we, we're going to love something or we're going to cancel things?
Mm-hmm. Now, we are haters a lot of times.
Yes, but...
But I don't know if we want to cancel things. I think it would be fun to become like a big Stan. Like, what if one of the Stans was like an English soccer team and one of them was like Celine Dion? And like, it's totally separate things. Like, 16 completely different concepts or that people are sending in. Like, it's not just divas, right? Like, someone wants us to stand Beyonce or Johnny De Silvera wants us to stand Reba McEntire. Mm-hmm. But then other people want us to stand like the Instapot or something.
Okay.
You know, like... sous-viding food.
So you've convinced me. Put Stanning through.
Done. Yeah. No, we could work with you on how to make it a good show. You know, we could take the Bachelor format where you give different ideas roses that you want to move on to the next round.
Should the Stanners be masked? Are we going to modulate their voices of the masked Stanners?
If you have,
I think
divas,
they can email in probably also, right? I don't think it has to be audio because that'll be so much work. And a lot of times when we ask for audio stuff, we don't get that much. Whereas email, 100 people send it in.
Okay.
I just think if you have pop divas as an option, some of them already have modified voices. So the job is done there.
Okay.
Rob and Akiva stand something. Moving on to the next round. We are in the final four, boys. One of these ideas is going to get on the wheel. Now,
DJ LaBelle Klein.
Yes.
Can you play One Shining Moment when the tournament ends, please?
I will hum that.
Okay.
Hum,
thank you. Perfect.
One Shining Moment.
Rob, you hum along. Okay. You know, Rob, do you know One Shining Moment,
I
Rob?
I do not.
Okay. Again, not a big college basketball guy.
Akiva, would you like to set up One Shining Moment?
I don't think that they're doing so hot. I don't know.
What's Oswego State? Is that the same school or is that a different Oswego school? They're in the tourney, Rob. You should get excited.
What tournament?
The D3 tournament.
Okay. D3 bracket.
That's not exciting? Well, what do you mean? Don't hate on it. My school made the D3 tournament, Shiva, for the first time ever last year. And this year they lost, like, in the last couple of minutes of the conference championship. They didn't make it back-to-back.
Okay. That's, I guess...
So as we go state.
I guess good. Have they ever been there before? Have they ever gotten in before?
Oswego State, I don't know. There's not a lot of like information online. they won again. I think they're gonna be in the Sweet 16. Rob, I think if they make the Final Four, you have to go. You're their most famous alum.
I'm not. Al Roker is.
You and the Roke dog. You and Al Roker can go there, and you'll broadcast live for the Today Show.
Mm-hmm.
Rob and Al Roker meet in Omaha. That's what we really got to do.
That's where the College World Series is, not the baseball, not the basketball.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Lakers win OT thriller.
I can't believe you didn't watch.
They were in the Sweet 16. How do you watch it? You watch it on the VPN?
No, I didn't watch it, but I'm like, how would you watch it? I'm sure there are, there's no TV contract. I think each college just like has sort of like a DIY telecast for it on their website.
Okay. Yeah. They knocked off Baldwin Wallace, who's not a person. Apparently that's a school.
Their hated rival. Should we get Yeshiva to play Oswego in a game?
I think we're losing people.
That could be a podcast next week.
I'm already lost.
That'd be a good idea. Yeah.
You'll notice that Jess and I did not put any sports ideas on the bracket. And it's not because I don't love sports. It's because we knew, you know, you go down the rabbit hole.
But wait, Jess, you said your boyfriend is a big Mets fan. So what do you do when he talks about, I guess, a dumb question? Probably the same thing my wife does.
He doesn't talk about them.
Okay. Oh, you don't let him.
All right. For anybody who's following along, the Oswego Great Lakers will face number 22 Marietta College on Friday. So be on the
lookout. I think they should ask you to announce the Sweet 16 game.
I'm open to it.
We should get this going. We're going to send them an email. Say your most famous alum, Rob Cisternino, wants to be in the booth with you guys.
Okay. All right.
Should we put Oswego State on the Stan something list of the
Division
III basketball?
If you have an Oswego State sports Stan who is out there who wants to make the case, but
I don't think they exist.
I mean, Will went to Oswego.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I think an MLS team should be on that list, though. Like, I think Rob and I could get very into MLS.
I think you might be wrong about that.
You're not willing to get into soccer at all?
Do I need to be following soccer?
I think you have more free time to waste.
Okay. All right. Akiva.
Yes.
So where are we now on this bracket?
I don't know. Ask that.
We are in the final four, baby. We're down to our last four ideas.
All right. The final four.
Would you like to know the first semifinal matchup?
Yes.
Yes.
It is Renap Secrets up against the Episodiversary / Backdoor Clip Show.
Okay, Kiva, Secrets
really hard.
Or Episodiversary.
Can I make an admission, guys?
Sure.
I was
this
like
part of the
not,
secret podcast?
Yeah, this is my secret, guys. One of the, like, of the 16 ideas, none of them were like, oh, that has to win, I love it. And I wasn't like so enthused about them, but now that we've been discussing them and punching them up, now I'm going to be sad to see some of them go.
Oh.
Oh, that's nice.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, mission accomplished.
Yeah. Wow, so it's like they were all strangers to you. Then you got to know them.
It was like a first date, and I was like, nah, I don't see it happening, you know.
And now it's time for them to leave, and now you've grown attached.
We went to a second location.
Yeah.
Alex Kuhn style.
I
don't know why I'm at the second location, but then it worked.
I'm almost
now we're going to take one of them home. Well, it didn't go that way.
The villain laughed.
I'm going to take one of them home. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Renap Secrets, Episodiversary. What are you thinking?
Rob, you go first.
I think that we like the Episodiversary more than the listeners are rooting for it.
They either hate it or love it. I feel like it's everyone's number one or number four idea left.
I think that Secrets is one. I think everybody is like curious. They're going to want to hear the secrets. The downside is that we are probably of the same mind that we think that the secrets could be underwhelming. We think that
it could be underwhelming or it could get a little freaky.
Well, I think people would like that. I think people, these thirsty listeners, they like, they're hoping
the listeners
for
are thirsty.
Freaky secrets, but we may not get them.
Freakrets, if you will. Yeah.
You know,
the secrets idea did start out as just guilty pleasures. Listeners share their guilty pleasures. And then we kind of went into pet peeves and then we kind of opened it up to secrets overall. So if you want to put some limits on it, you can.
Well, we can have categories.
I don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't. My real fear, after having done this between 32 fans, this and Seinfeld, whatever, I've done like 500 podcasts. I just don't think we're going to get a lot of secrets at all.
Okay, so
I don't think we're going
to
get a lot.
Would you prefer to put the Episodiversary through?
I don't know. This is really hard now. I was leaning towards secrets. It's to the credit of Jess and DJ LK. It's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I like knowing how the sausage is made, which you and I do. It may underwhelm. And then, do we have to do secrets?
You can. That was part of ours too. Like, if you want,
is there? How about this? We discussed this before. Is there incentive to win?
Win what?
Win what?
Like the best secret, the most interesting secret. The most interesting secret person gets.
Well, we don't want people to lie or embellish. Yeah.
And they're anonymous.
That's true. It's the internet.
Right.
Right.
You know.
I think the idea was that even if the secrets aren't like crazy, we may hear a reaction, get a reaction out of Rob or Akiva. Mm. So like my quote unquote secret, I guess, is that I like to dunk potato chips in yellow mustard. And DJ Bill Klein thought that was disgusting. So
I'm fine with that.
It's
I'm
not
fine.
Just DJ LaBelle Klein.
No, it's totally fine. It's fine.
Thank
fine.
You.
It's, I mean, it's, I don't do it, but it's not a weird combination. Like, I have no, you're probably just a big mustard guy. Mustard
I
fan.
Love
like,
mustard.
It's mustard gal.
Love mustard.
You're a mustard gal. Famous mustard gal.
Hmm.
I don't know. Don't
sensing,
let them food shame
I'm
you.
I'm sensing
about
some
silly
tension here.
Like
it seems like Akiva likes the episode anniversary. Rob's liking the secrets.
Don't get me wrong. I love the episode anniversary, but I don't think that the listeners are going to like that. And why do we
Rob,
do this podcast?
First.
This is not just something that Akiva and I do
for us.
That's a common misconception. We do it for the listeners.
Yes, the stands and the fans.
Yes.
Rob, what are you voting for here? I'm really torn.
I'm going to go for the secrets.
I'm all out of faith.
We do have tiebreakers if we need them.
I'm going to go for the secrets, and I would say that I would even make the episode anniversary my pick for the poll for something to let the fans vote on.
Oh, all right, we're making
deals
here.
I'm going with episode anniversary. 51-49 win over secrets for me. Let's go to the tiebreaker here. Let's let fate decide this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I'm
high
so excited about
tiebreaker.
This.
Tiebreaker.
So the next tiebreaker, I went back and I re-listened to the section of the Rehapchiller where Missy talked. So please put in a number. Rob, you're going to put it in the podcast notes. And Akiva, you're going to hold on to it. Same thing, Price is Right rules. The number of seconds that Missy talked on the Rehapchiller.
You want seconds or hours?
Seconds.
Wait, consecutively or total?
This is total. So I pause down every time Rob cut in, Akiva cut in, just Missy talking.
I worked with this audio and Rob never really did it until the end. So I do have an advantage here.
The
audio that Shut Up Tim famously did not edit.
Well, there you go. There's
leaving
the
our beloved Missy out to dry.
Well, while Rob and Akiva do math and try,
wait,
and
is there an part. Over thing? Like, can you go over and you lose?
If you go over, you lose.
Now, in this instance, if both of you go over, then the one who's closest will win.
Right.
Okay.
But
so then the answer is no. It's not. Okay. Fine.
All right. So I am locked in.
All right.
I'm going to go with 2:23.
How many
what is
seconds?
That in seconds?
You got to do the math. You got to do the math, Akiva.
Oh, okay. 143. Sorry, I didn't hear the seconds rule. 143.
Okay. So Akiva has 143. Rob has locked in with 420, bruh.
That's way too many. That's
the
7
correct
minutes.
Answer is 567 seconds. And Rob
what?
Is the winner.
She talked that much?
Yes,
what do you think I was
did.
Talking about?
And for
crazy.
The people who don't
Why
want
do you
to be
not
the math,
that? Shut up, Tim.
It is 9.5 minutes.
That's insane. We should kick all his ideas. We really did not. We were not kind to Missy. That's not.
and how many seconds did Alex Kuntz talk? 43.
I think he sent like the afternoon of the podcast. Yeah. I like begged him 10 times to send him 30 seconds.
Oh, Lord.
But my idea of calling Missy and explaining the two ideas and then asking her. Rob, you don't think that would have been funny?
She wouldn't take our call.
Well, I would have worked it out with Allie Lasher, famously her best friend, beforehand.
Okay.
Well, with that, all right. Rob moves forward with Renap Secrets into the
Renap
final.
Secrets. Yeah, okay.
All right.
What's the other semifinal?
The remaining semifinal is Rob and Akiva young adult mystery novel thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or Rob and Akiva stand something.
Okay. I think this one's a blowout, Keev.
What do you think?
I think it's got to be stand something.
Yeah, stand something.
I don't think it's close. I think that they blow the doors off of young adult mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This feels like the time where the low seed gets into the final four and then runs up against North Carolina or Duke and just
right.
Yeah, it's fun getting them there, but then you realize oh, it's like 24-9 after the first TV timeout, and you're like, okay, this
is boring.
To be
fair, I think Robin Akiva play detective, Robin Akiva get tested, Robin Akiva unmask TV characters, and Robin Akiva meet in the middle might have been the weakest regional.
It was the weak region. Famously, that was sort of like the soft region. Because I also think they probably thought Unmasked TV characters was great, but ultimately maybe too similar to what we had done already. and play detective.
To be fair, I think it was the best of the four, and it got
right. That's true. Well, listen, anybody could put that back into the back into the what's it called? The Ripper Shot Losers Back.
Okay. Lucky loser. Lucky right. loser poll.
Lucky loser.
It all right, so comes what's the down championship to this. Matchup?
Yeah.
Oh man. Nervous. This is where we should do the clip show of this, right? You know, you got to have the lead in and the setup. All of the greatest ideas. I will not edit it. Okay. You know,
we'll, people are yelling at us to end, I think, at this point.
Okay.
I don't know. If,
all right. These
want longer.
Two ideas from opposite conferences are here now, meeting in the middle.
Here we got it. The final championship head up is Renap Secrets, which came through on a tiebreaker against the head of Steam that is Rob and Akiva Stand Something.
Okay. Did anybody have this matchup in their bracket that was filled out before the show?
No.
No. No, I think it's like a 5 seed versus like a 12 seed in the championship. Never happened.
All right, Akiva, you want to talk this
There's
through?
There's going to be one listener who tweets at us this bracket, but just FYI, they'll be lying.
Like, oh, I had this.
I was once at a party and a guy who told me like, oh, last year I had a perfect bracket for the March Madness, which has never even happened. Like nobody's ever gotten to like 35-0 even, let alone 63-0, which is why Warren Buffett will always offer like $20 million because it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you realize you would have been on the Today Show. Like you would have been like famous had that happened.
With Al Roker.
Like how much money do you win? He's like, I don't know, $50 in my office. But I'm like, oh, you think you had a perfect bracket? You won $50. All right. Anyway. Rob, should we say our so it's Stand Something versus Renap Secrets. Should we say our answer on the count of three at the same time?
Well, I think we should. We should talk it through.
Okay, fine. Let's talk it through.
You know.
And if I can, for the listener's sake, can you all? I'd like for you to clarify specifically what the idea is if you're going to put it on the bracket. So get as clear as you can about what are you going to do if Stand Something comes up on the wheel or if the
they're relatively similar from a production structural standpoint. Also, right.
Mm-hmm.
It's listeners send in something, and we are debating it. Neither of them are brackets. So,
yes.
Renap Secrets is more like, I don't know if there's a ranking component or if we're just talking about secrets.
I don't know if it's too late. Yes. May I add to this idea?
Yeah, whatever you want. It's literally called Rob as a podcast. You could kick us all off the line if you want.
Renap Secrets should also be a bracket.
Ooh.
Wow.
So 16 people said then, and
we're looking for
I'll tell you the problem.
Secret or confession bracket, and then they are going head to head.
I'll tell you the issue.
Yeah.
The issue there is you'd need everyone to send in like 4 secrets.
Why?
Because it's not interesting to hear the same secret a second time. What if it's like a secret? The problem is they're anonymous secrets.
Yeah.
Because if it's like, oh, Rob's first round secret is like, I accidentally, got into a car accident once and didn't leave a note.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, all right, fine, that advances. Then the second round, it's like, well, that's boring. Now you have to like sort of, and it's also slam dunk contest style where you go first with your best secret in order to advance, or
people
do you start
are not
with something
sending us 4 secrets. I think it's what's the biggest secret where then,
So then I don't know if it's a bracket necessarily. Maybe we're just rating it like we could get Liana in here, like hot takeoff style and just give everything from 0 to 10.
Mm. Okay.
Mm. You could rate it on different factors, juiciness, novelty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Likeliness to be true.
Yes. Okay. So there's some sort of a secret contest. Mm-hmm. Best listener secret. I think it's the kind of thing it's been done before. Maybe the contest aspect of it is, gives it a little flair, a little juice.
Yeah. Your secret could be you cheated in the contest.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So then we have the Stand.
Yes, by the way, Jess and DJ Bell Klein didn't listen to the Seinfeld podcast. They don't
They don't know what we're talking about. Okay.
Nope.
All right. So the Stand tournament.
Yes.
Okay. That seems novel. It seems like I don't know if that's been done before.
No, I think it's a more original idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think like it'll also be funny. Like it could be like Beyonce going up against, Pilates in the first round or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Beyonce going up against young adult novels. Like, it could be very arbitrary things, like collecting stamps versus versus Celine Dion.
Okay.
Does it have to be a bracket? I guess that's my question. Because, you know,
I'm open to something else besides a bracket, but then that I do like.
I think it could be. I think it'd be a bracket, or it could be a rating where me, you, and let's say we have a guest, and we each are into. We each sort of rate it from 0 to 10, and whatever has the highest score. Maybe we don't tell each other the scores till the end or something. But it's, you know, it's more like we could do brackets, or we could do hot takeoff style where we're just. Everyone's going, like it's Olympic figure skating. Everyone's going, then we're giving them a score, and the highest score
wins. Are people
going
to get bracketed out is really my concern here.
I think you can never, it's only March. We're never doing a bracket outside March.
Okay. If this got on the wheel, like this could come up in next month.
Yeah, but then it's just the hot take style. It's not a bracket anymore.
But I think that the bracket is conducive to this.
Can you do a bracket outside March? That's weird. It would be like eating matzah after Passover. Yeah, I mean, whatever you want. I think the bracket versus the thing could be decided later, I think, because they both work.
Okay, Jess, what do you think?
For both.
So are people just sending in, like, Beyonce? Or people
they
submitting, like, full-on? Yeah,
make a case. I'd say, like, make a one-paragraph case.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're writing in.
Should we have a word count on the paragraph? It can't be more than, 200 words?
420. Yeah. 420, bro.
No, 420, bro, is too high.
Perfect.
All right.
You
want to be close to that going over.
420 is good, because 280 is a tweet. That's not long enough, probably.
280 characters is a tweet.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm stupid. Sorry. Never forget. I'm very dumb.
Or 420 words is an essay.
All right, it's late here.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel, there's certainly an option with the Stan something. You could go like the Stan Olympics route, like Akiva said, where you take a whole bunch of possible ideas and you rank them 1 to 10 and you explore what got the highest rating of what you guys want to Stan and what got the lowest rating. Okay. Or you could go the bracket route and just have listeners make their strongest
ultimately
case.
Two kind of similar ideas in how the podcast will be. I'm happy with either of them. I think we should vote, Rob. Secrets versus Stan.
Okay.
Will we say it on this count of three? We both say that what we want to win?
Yes.
Imagine if there was a tie here.
Okay.
I'd be so happy.
Okay. All right. Do you want to say, we're going to say that at the count of three, or do you want me to send in my vote to?
No, yeah, Jess, count to three. Okay. And when she says three, we'll both say it. Or should it be 1, 2, 3 or 3, 2, 1?
All right, 1, 2, 3. And then on three, we're going to say it?
On three, we're going to say it. When she says three, we both say it.
Your options are secrets and Stan.
Okay.
Secrets and Stan.
Ready?
Okay.
The count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Stan.
Oh, congratulations to Stan.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
All right.
We have a winner.
DJ LaBelle Klein, will you record the theme song to Stan something?
I will absolutely record a theme song if that's what you want.
Yes.
We do want it. Also, you know what I'm thinking, by the way? Not that I should be giving musical advice to a musical genius like yourself when I have no musical talent. There's two different Kings of Leon songs, like Use Somebody and what's the other one that sounds similar? I feel like maybe that's a direction you could go in. I don't know.
Noted.
No, it should be that the Stan something.
The M&M's
Robin
Stan by M&M.
Maybe
Stan by
M&M
also. Yes. That's not bad.
Be a takeoff on the Wombat's hat winning Say Something, the Donathan tribute song.
Yeah,
perfect.
I think it's it also could very easily be Stan Something and We Will Follow You.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
The term Stan comes from the M&M song Stan. That's where it originates from.
Yeah,
Stan was a super fan of Eminem.
If you want to go classic, you could definitely put me into rapping, which is definitely in my wheelhouse. Not at all. maybe we need to have a pre-show bracket just for the Stan theme song ideas. You know,
are you guys trying to pitch yourself back onto the show like four more times at this point?
Okay, all right. So let's talk about what we discovered here today. We are going to put the Stan something tournament onto the wheel. It will have two spots and. According to Akiva's declaration, it will be on the wheel today.
Yes, but don't expect that going forward. As far as we know now, if you have any complaints about that ruling or any other ruling, Aisha MW is her Twitter handle, and you could tweet at her and she will...
Can we get spelling on that?
You could tweet A-I-E-S-H-A-M-W.
Okay.
Aisha MW, she is our ombudsperson. You could ask her, you know, send her ideas, but be nice to her. She's a unpaid employee, like all of our employees here. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we will be allowed to do more. Like you said, there's two spots for this now. I'm confused.
Yes, it will have two. It will have a two spot segment on the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, we're not going to do a full idea mailbag, but I think that we're just going to do some housekeeping and then do the wheel spin. DJ LaBelle Klein and Jess, are you guys happy to stay on the line for the wheel spin? We've never done this before.
We're happy to, but I think we do have one last thing to clean up.
Okay.
We had promised the listeners that we would do a lucky loser poll.
Okay.
And we each have to pick an idea for the lucky loser.
Mm. Okay, but I just want to make sure, so we're not going to let go of you guys, because it's going to be another like half hour of recording time if we stop down
oh
and reset.
Oh my God, a half hour.
No, I'm saying if we stop.
Let them stay on.
You guys are going to stay. Okay. All right.
We're good.
Yeah. All right. So is there a draft order for the picks that are going to go into the lucky loser poll?
I let our guests go first, okay. I think.
All right. Well, Jessica, why don't you have the first pick?
Ooh.
Four ideas will be voted on. Akiva will have a tweet on Monday with these four ideas.
No, a little later in the week.
A little later in the week.
Maybe Tuesday or Wednesday.
All right. I really, I thought this one would go to the finals. I had it making the finals. So I'm going to choose Robin Akiva, Young Adult Mystery.
Okay.
Okay. Fair choice.
Young Adult Mystery.
I think there's something there. I think that could be a podcast one day.
Okay. DJ LaBelle Klein.
I really want to pick me in the middle. I really want the Omaha cast.
Maybe Akiva might pick it.
To have a chance. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to do that to you. If that's going to be an option, you guys have to pick it and put it out into the world. So I'm going to pick something that's simple, easy, digestible, an early first round loser that I think was up against some tough competition. I'm going to pick the Sporkle quizzes.
Give Sporkle the Sporkle quiz.
Second life.
I like it.
Okay.
Not sure that's going to win the poll, but it's not a bad idea.
I'll go next. I'm a man of my word. I said I would put the episode anniversary into the loser poll if it did not get through, and that I will do. If the listeners want an episode anniversary, they should have.
You got it. All right, so we still have a finalist out there, right? We still have Renap Secrets that has not been picked.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pick Meet Me in the Middle. We're sending listeners to Nebraska, baby.
Okay.
Oh, man.
That's going to win the poll.
People are going to Sanjaya this thing and pick the Meet Me in the Middle. Again, we are not
sending vote for the
listeners to Omaha. We are going to then look for two volunteers to go to Omaha. They will have
Omaha.
No expenses paid. And they will
no expenses
go
paid.
To Omaha to meet another listener and then record
or a friend
that.
Date or a real date.
Yes. And then come
it's
back.
It's open to everybody.
Right.
All ages, all people.
Right. And then talk for somewhere in the neighborhood of, 530 seconds on a podcast.
And just to be clear, this is not a poll to get on the wheel. This is a poll to have a less moratorium, an only 3-month moratorium.
Okay.
So but I think we will put the winner. Should we make,
with the
make 12
month
should
ban.
We put the winner on the wheel in three
yes,
months?
Yes, 3 months, but it only gets one spot on the wheel in 3 months.
One spot on the wheel, 3 months. So it's the four choices are meet me in the middle, episode anniversary, Sporkle quiz, and Jess, what'd you pick?
The Young Adult Mystery.
Young Adult Mystery. All right. There are four good options. No, I'm not. I don't hate any of those. Good.
Okay. All right. So, Akiva, let's talk about some of our housekeeping issues that you mentioned. Our ombudsperson, Aisha, was on board, and we had some rulings made this week. Anything else from Aisha that you want to update us?
Well, she suggested that we only allow this podcast one spot on the wheel, but that took care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
The one we just did.
Okay.
So if it didn't happen last week, it would never have happened.
Okay. Did she make any other rulings?
She really didn't have a firm ruling on how many spots the Chester podcast TV theme song bracket should get.
Right.
She didn't. She said, I think seven sounds like too much.
Well, now season three, episode seven is going to be up to seven spots on the wheel this week. Your ruling last week was that you want to have the TV show bracket get as many spots as season three, episode seven in the month of March. Are you willing to do back to back brackets here?
I'm willing. I think the fans will be fine. It's such a different episode. I think it's fine. If you don't want to, you know, we could cut it down. You could veto it if you don't like
it. Okay. All right.
The one thing is the season three, episode seven has seven spots. But if that gets picked, because the Chester podcast also has seven spots, then that goes back down to two next week, means the Chester podcast goes down to two next week also.
Mm-hmm.
The Chester podcast has a lot of pressure to get picked before the TV podcast.
Okay. All right. Anything else that you want to mention here in our housekeeping?
No, I'm all ruled out. I feel like we've gone to so many rules, so much mailbag stuff. Next week, we got a lot to get through in the mailbag. But this week, this was one giant mailbag. I don't think we need to do anymore.
I also one other thing to update from a housekeeping perspective. We have the great spreadsheet that was put together by Sean Falconer and Will from America. A lot of people asked us for the link of how to access that. If you go to robhasawebsite.com/wheel list, robhasawebsite.com/wheel list. You will get read-only access to that spreadsheet, which has all of the ideas currently on the wheel, everything in the wheel waiting room, also rejected ideas. If you want to go ahead and try to piecemeal some things, two different things that we rejected already, and also newly added, we have our list of ops also. All of the ops of the podcast are listed here as well, including everything on the fishbowl, and eventually, what about the bad movie diaper, Akiva, that I thought you had some news on that.
Well, do you want to get into it? We got a million suggestions. Do you want to do that now?
Do it next week, but I thought you had some ideas in terms of the actual mechanism. Okay.
Yeah, well, somebody said it should be a fedora, a bad movie fedora.
Okay.
And Aisha actually said it should be like the leprechaun bracket.
The leprechaun bracket?
Yeah, like sort of leprechaun themed. They're named after leprechaun.
Okay.
Because leprechaun is our... But I think that's confusing because leprechaun is sort of a separate spot, isn't it?
It is right now, but I think that we said that was going to go into the hat.
Oh my God, this podcast is so confusing and
Well, it should be a leprechaun hat then at that point.
Yeah, but I don't have a leprechaun hat. It's a good idea, but I just don't have one lying around.
Can I say that my kids are so holidayed out that we are really, you know, we're all in right now on St. Patrick's Day, and we're talking about leprechauns hiding stuff around our house. It's too much holidays.
Your kids are all in on St. Patrick's
Day? They're all in on St. Patrick's. I'm like, what? What? Yeah, my older son is talking about how, like, Mom, I think a leprechaun was here last night. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, my kids have never heard of St. Patrick's.
We go right from Elf on a Shelf into now a leprechaun, into the Easter Bunny. Like, we got a whole, like, cavalcade.
You're saying you lie to your kids
a lot. Of imaginary characters ransacking our house
all
year
long. You're
lucky
there's none in the summer. There's really no imaginary summer character.
Oh, we'll make one
up. Maybe like Uncle
Sam. Flag Day Franny is going to come through.
Yeah. Uncle Sam, he's fake.
It's too much.
That's July 4th.
Okay. All right. DJ LaBelle Klein or Jessica, do you have any thoughts on the bad movie picking mechanism?
I have lots of thoughts, but they're not very good. I would just say that the leprechaun hat idea, it's not a bad one. You know, it's March. They're probably on sale near you. Mm-hmm. And you could get one pretty easily.
Kiva, are a lot of leprechaun hats on sale near you?
I would say that, I don't know, are there because we won't leave the house. They have to be like on Amazon ready to be shipped.
Yes.
I don't
know.
I do like a diaper.
All right.
Unless like people are like against like the bathroom humor. I'm not.
I do feel a bit vindicated that the podcast started with you guys trashing Invent a Holiday and you end up with really your own version of cancel things. So maybe it should have been Robin Akiva cancel a holiday.
Yeah, that's possible. No.
And then my younger son is that he's so confused from all these holidays. He's talking about the groundhog. Where he's like, Dad, we have to find the groundhog. The groundhog is loose in the house. It's like these poor kids that they have all of these holidays. They don't know what's up and what's down. It's March.
They should be focused on basketball, right? Is that the takeaway?
Yes, yes. We got to figure out how to watch the next Oswego Great Lakers game this Friday. Okay. All right, Akiva, should we talk about what's on the wheel?
Yes, let's run through the wheel.
Next week, we'll be back with a proper mailbag. Need a podcast at robiswebsite.com or Renap at robiswebsite.com or Seinfeld at postshowrecaps if you want to send us your ideas. Here's what's currently on the wheel right now. Rob and Akiva solve a murder. That's where we watch a CSI New York episode and podcast after each segment. Season 3, Episode 7 is up to 7 spots on the wheel. We've got the coin flip. We've got the Oregon Trail. We've got the rise and fall of JTT. We've got the TV show theme song bracket with Alexander Chester, which is up to 7 spots on the wheel. MTV shows are trash. We got the mystery show where Akiva has an idea for a show, which is a lot of work, but Akiva says that he's on it. That's got a spot. We've got the Life Coach podcast where we're going to talk to Caitlin Herman. She's going to come in here. She was texting me the other day that she's ready to do a Survivor podcast.
Wow.
I don't know how that would go over with the Survivor fans.
We're
going to
get that wheel
fans.
Spin quick before we lose her to the Survivor show.
Yes. She says she's up to podcast about anything. She's very excited about podcasting. Infomercials are trash with Eric Stein. The Royal Rumble. And then we have the Stan tournament, which is going to have 2 spaces on the wheel, correct?
Yes. 2 spaces on the wheel. Forever? I guess forever.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it won a whole bracket of ideas and everything else that is not picked in the lucky loser poll will be banned from consideration for the wheel for 1 calendar year. Akiva, we didn't also, this is episode number 25. Did we mention episode number 15 of Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast?
We didn't mention it. Do you remember what it was?
No, that should, I feel like that should be a tab on the list. So here it is. Episode list. And 15. Explaining Star Wars to Akiva. So
ooh,
I guess
that can come back.
I guess we can do, explain the prequels. Okay, yeah, too soon. Any disagreement from the panel?
I have to agree. It's a little too soon. And as great as it is, it needs to come back. But maybe not right now.
Okay.
I'm going to make a note for episode 35 to see if we want to do it in 10 weeks.
Last week, we didn't mention if kids' shows are trash should come back, Akiva.
I don't think it's needed. Our kids would have to get into totally different shows, you know?
Okay. My kids watched about 19 episodes of Fireman Sam this morning, so that's fresh in my mind if you want to cover that, but we can wait for another day. Okay. All right. So let's go to the wheel. Jessica, are you excited to be on the line for a live wheel spin?
I get to know the spoilers. I'm so excited.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Jam-packed
wheel. The wheel looks not unlike a butterfly, with each of the wings on each side being a one giant wing, which is the TV show bracket. And on the other side, it's flanked by another giant wing, which is the season 3, episode 7 bracket. A bunch of one spacers fill the gaps between those two big chunks on the wheel. Here we go with this week's spin. Okay. Round and round she goes. Slowing down. Closing in on. It is neither of the big chunks on the wheel. It's a one spacer. And it is going to be. Akiva, it's your mystery show.
Oh, boy. Oh, it's a mystery episode. Do you remember? I told you what it is once. Do you remember what it is?
Of course I remember what it is.
Okay, fine. I don't know. You got a lot going on in your life, Rob.
Yeah. I remember what it is. I remember that you told me what your premise. I said, boy, that sounds like a lot of work. And you said,
shoot. You're right, it is.
You said, no. People will help me and it'll be fine. And we'll do it. I said, it's a big swing. If you think you can handle it, then God bless.
Shoot. You're right. It is a big swing. It's a big swing. I think it'll be fun. People will like it. It's not their problem that I'm going to have to spend the whole week working on it.
Okay. But,
I'm excited for it.
Okay. So how will this work when people open their podcast next week, episode number 26? Is it the mystery show or is it the name of the episode that you had in mind?
I think it's the mystery show. I think they'll figure out within the first couple minutes of the episode when we say what it is. But I think it should be titled Mystery Episode.
Okay. Do you need 2 weeks to prep for this episode?
Oh, wow. And then would you want to take a week off next week?
Oh, I'm just asking. We could.
No, I think it'll be fun. You know, if it's bad, I'll blame it on having not enough preparation.
Okay. All right. DJ LaBelle Klein, do you have a guess for what you think Akiva's mystery show is?
Maybe it's ASMR.
Okay, and we can't say if you're right or wrong. Okay, maybe that's why Akiva wanted to cancel the ASMR
so mad
podcast.
About that idea. Yeah.
I gotta say, I'm devastated. I thought we were gonna get to witness the inside spoilers of what the next podcast is gonna be.
You could probably just ask me when we stop recording.
We still don't know.
Okay, I do challenge the listeners to write in with an idea for ASMR where it stands for something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good idea. Like, now, is that eligible for the wheel? Is that also banned for a year?
ASMR, the actual idea proposed by Brett Farenkopf, is banned from the
is
wheel
Brent
for a year.
Banned for a year?
No, he's not.
Brett.
But if somebody comes in with an idea of, you know, Akiva starts making risotto, and that's a podcast, then mm-hmm. we can consider that.
Okay.
All right.
I'd listen.
Jess, what's your guess for what Akiva's mystery idea is?
I think it's sports related.
Sports That's, related.
Mm-hmm. I'll be super generic, okay. So that maybe I'll be right.
Akiva, is just hot or cold?
I mean, Will's listening. I'm not going to answer.
Come on.
Is she hot or cold? I think. No, she's not.
Ice cold.
She's cold.
Ice cold. Cold. Mm. Okay. All right. This is very exciting. I think there's going to be a lot of buzz about what is the idea, what is Akiva's mystery idea? You think that people, you don't think that people will be...
I guess there'll be buzz. I don't know. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to guess it right, unless I've already told them.
I don't think so. Okay. Let's read a review real quick. Actually, I don't know if we got a bunch.
We got
new ones. Okay. All right. Most recent. And here we go. From March 2nd, this is from Tashley86. You can go to robswebsite.com/NAP to subscribe or leave us a review. 5 stars. I don't know why, but it's the best podcast. What the hell did I just listen to is what your friends will say when you recommend this podcast to them. But it's because your friends are dumb. Rob and Akiva are one of the best duos out there. It doesn't matter if they're talking endlessly about season 3, episode 7 of Perfect Strangers or Akiva's little sister hating on him for being a dork. These guys are my favorite. I sometimes forget that we aren't friends in real life and talk about them to my actual friends, and they think I'm going insane, but I don't care. Listen to the podcast. I know it will make my friends, Robin Wheels, very happy. So thank you very much from Tashley.
Well, who wrote that in?
Tashley.
Tell Tashley that we are her friends now, and her friends who don't like us are her ops.
Yes. Yes.
We're her new friends.
Okay. Another 5-star review comes to us from Mentally Gone. What a great podcast. 5 stars. With Rob being a 3-time Survivor winner, only one ever, and Akiva brings a survivor of the Hindu massacre of 1998, banter brings me back to the carefree days of no underwear and drinking beers under Saggy Geronimus.
Was this one of the stone people who wrote in?
I don't know. The user's name is Mentally Gone. So,
okay. Yeah.
Checks
okay.
out.
Yeah. And also, Drippy B. This is from a recent listener says, yeet. At the 30-minute and 45-second mark of episode 24, Akiva Winokur says the sentence, yeet. We're going to the store, and I cannot stop thinking about it no matter how hard I try.
Mm. Love it.
And Gretel 120, Renap fam, Esco and Esketit, Rob and Akiva got the drip. They might not be iced out, but if you understand what young millennials are saying, they've got the plug. No cap. These two dads just keep smoking their ops. The copycats.
Zads.
that kid's toy review, the haters. Even that Paw Patrol watch. This Xennial has been thoroughly enlightened and amused every single week. So get out your jewel, sit back, and open your ears. You'll be screaming, yes, kings, for RNAP.
Yamalkat. I think there's one more special one.
Okay, one more special one. This is from, Ella Akiva's daughter says, love the podcast. Lots of hearts. You're the best father. Kisses emoji. I don't know about you, Rob, ? Then more emojis and then hearts. Ellie. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Ella, for that review. She's never heard this podcast, nor does she know what it's about, but I appreciate that she thinks it's the best.
Yes. Yeah, could have used it.
She doesn't know about your parenting skills, though. She's questioning that.
That's fine. That my wife knows I'm the best dad.
She doesn't know if you are or not.
Yes, definitely not. Okay. All right. DJ LaBelle Klein and Jessica, thank you so much for all of your work. Jessica, you once dreamed of a podcast that was all podcast ideas. Did the reality match what you envisioned?
Definitely didn't go where I thought it was going to go, but it exceeded expectations.
Okay, that's good to hear.
That sounds like a good iTunes 5-star review of the podcast overall.
And what about you, DJ LaBelle Klein?
Yeah, I'm. Thank you guys for putting up with us. I know you kind of went into uncharted waters, but I think in this instance, the juice was worth the squeeze. We ended up with a good idea. And who knows? If listeners wanted something different, they'll let you know, I'm sure.
DJ LaBelle Klein, did the prep for this podcast take you out of consideration for a wand off this week?
I can say that the episode of Survivor took me out of consideration for a wand off this week.
Wow, you're very down on the episode.
Yeah, you like know, Pete I Bro. Think I'm okay with the show. I'm okay with the season. I love Survivor, but you know, I don't have a lot of Keith Can't Swim songs in my tool belt, and I have a couple of ideas that we're just going to let you know bake a little bit longer.
Okay, so. All right. Akiva, do you want to weigh in on any of the?
I thought you were going to ask me about 32 fans. Yes. The truly controversial.
Yes.
The truly controversial thing this week, where we ranked the best players in the AAF football league. Much to my chagrin, I said absolutely not. And Chester said, "Well, I didn't want to do the." And he mentioned some podcasts. The Riverdale episode last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a wife. He's like my wife who never forgets.
Can you give us some of the names that were discussed in the AAF
Nick
tournament?
Folk.
Okay.
Nick Novak. A lot of kickers.
Okay. Zach Stacy.
Zach Stacy was discussed. But also, speaking of podcast to pluck, do you want to, you know, should we put that on the wheel? Robin and Kiva discuss geopolitics. not allowed to talk about that in the comments, guys.
Okay.
And deleted. I think I'm going to be on Dom and Colin this week also.
Okay. To discuss what?
Survivor.
Okay. All right. There you go. So be on the lookout for that as well. All right. Anything else that we need to put out there before we wrap up this week in Renap?
No. Just be nice to us when you hear the podcast. If you don't like it, just listen next week.
Okay.
You don't have to tweet at us four times and tell us you don't like it.
All right. DJ LaBelle Klein or Jess, do you want to give out any social media plugs?
I am at the Jess Sterling.
Okay.
On Twitter.
All right. And are you guys do you guys want feedback on this episode of the podcast from the listeners or no?
Of course.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Send all feedback to Jess.
I can take it.
If you want some cold takes on Survivor or to get links to my SoundCloud of wand off songs I make up, you can follow me at DJ LaBelle Klein. It's what it sounds like. And I would say, you know, if you're going to do a thumbs up or thumbs down, do like they have at the airport where they have the like big happy face, the kind of happy face, the little sad face and the super sad face. So, you know, send us an emoji about how you felt about the episode.
Okay. All right. That's sort of like the chart for like how much pain you're in. If you go to the hospital, they'll point to which of these faces exactly. You're feeling right now.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week with Akiva's Mystery Show. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye. Special thanks to our friends over at True Car for sponsoring this episode of Robin's Podcast. Every car comes with its share of stories. That ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up your first date, that luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you save by riding your bike all summer long. While you can't put a price tag on your stories now with True Car, you can at least find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell it or trade it in. Just go to True Car and then simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof. Watch as they bump up your car's value. High mileage. You already knew it was going to cost you, but now you'll know how much it's going to ding your wallet so you can plan ahead. And once you're finished, you'll get a True Cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or to trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. True Cash offer not available in all areas.